afternoon, fans. And it's really a pleasure to have Al Roden, the capable third baseman of the Cleveland Indians, on our direct program this afternoon. Al, they tell me you're not going to play this afternoon.
That's right, Frankie. Due to this thigh injury of mine, my right leg has been acting up quite bad. You remember seeing me run.
Right.
And we feel that possibly I'd be of more value to the team in a pinch hitter's role or even playing in the later innings of a ball game if necessary. And certainly I can't help the ball club by trying to go all the way.
Well, I know you would help it if you were in there. Now, look, Al, what's happened in these last two games from a player's viewpoint?
Well, strictly from a player's viewpoint, we feel that one base hit in either ball game or even a fly ball in either ball game, the game might have gone the other way. We ran into magnificent pitching, terrific defensive ball club. Even though I must say, for our own pitchers, I think our pitchers were as good as anything we saw from the Giants. We just didn't get the runs that the Giants did. They capitalized more on opportunities than we
did. Wynn pitched a terrific game yesterday. Well, how about that little Antonelli?
Johnny has come a long way since I saw him this spring, and he certainly deserves the reputation that we've received, that we've heard about him. Johnny certainly is one of the finer left-handers in the game. He's certainly as good as anything we've seen in our league.
Did you hit against him in the All-Star game?
Yes, I did.
How'd you do?
Well, I think John had a bad day, and by the grace of...
wait a minute. Did you hit
Yes, I did.
You hit two home runs in the All-Star game.
Yes, I did.
Now, what happened yesterday with the man on second base?
Well, I think Johnny was just a better pitcher yesterday. Maybe I was a... worst hitter, I don't know, but Johnny fooled me yesterday. I certainly wasn't looking for a fastball with man on set, a tying run on second base.
Al, didn't he throw you two fastballs?
Yes, he did. He got one up around my letters, which I think is my long ball, the fastball up, and then he got another one right down around my knees, and I should have been swinging, Frank.
Yeah, Al, you know, we've been hearing so much about playing in a certain ballpark. Do you think a ballpark makes any difference?
No, I really don't. I think that sometimes the ballpark looks funny to you when you first walk in it, but most fellas that have been around the big leagues for a few years have managed to see most of the ballparks. Now, our club has seen the polo grounds. We've played numerous exhibition games there at the end of our spring training season. So, actually, there's no advantage, I don't believe, to any pitcher working in a certain ballpark or any hitter having to hit against a certain wall in a ballpark.
Well, it's certainly been a terrific series so far. I know for a fellow, in my case, it's been in as many World Series games. I've been getting a terrific thrill out of this thing. Say, Al, I got a little gift here for you, and it's a new Gillette one-piece razor set. And in the back here is the 1954 World Series record book. I know you'll enjoy that. And just stick around with me for a minute, will you?
Okay.
I want the fans to look for this Gillette display at your favorite store. You'll find this big, little book filled with baseball facts. And they got the diagrams of all the ballparks. All the Major League ballparks. Now, here's the Cleveland Stadium. See, 73,500. That's quite a stadium. The seating section and everything's right in there. And you got 112 pages of real dope on World Series history. And then we turn back here, Al, this is important. I think this is a great little thing in this book. Hints on winning baseball. And then you got batting. You know, it's good for little leaguers, good for semi-professional ball players, college ball players. In fact, I get a kick out of reading it. It's got base running, fielding, pitching, and the player rosters of all clubs. And I hope the fans will get this quick. Last year, a lot of fans waited a little too long, and thousands of fans missed out. So I hope they'll bear down this year and get them soon. Al Roden, lots of luck to you.
Thank you.
I hope that leg comes along, because fans, he's a great guy on the field and off the field. Thanks for being on our program, Al. Lots of luck to you. And our next guest will be a young fellow that did a courageous job yesterday. I admire this young guy. He walked out his first World Series game. Johnny Antonelli. How old are you now, John?
24, Frank.
24.
That's right.
Now, I want to ask you one question. I felt for you in that first inning yesterday with the three men on. What did Leo say when he walked out to the mound? Were you nervous?
No, I don't think I was nervous. I believe I was trying a little hard.
Well, I would have been. I'll tell you that.
But, I mean, he just tried to calm me down, I believe. He didn't actually say much about the game. He just came out there to talk to me, and that was it.
Say, in the last inning, you had a man on first and third. One out.
Okay.
What were you firing to Vic Wirth?
Mostly fastballs at that time, Frankie.
That's when you did a... Let me brag about you a little. I know you don't care about it too much. But for a young guy, 23, 24 years old, pitching his first World Series game, this kid in the ninth inning, the Giants leading 3-1, did a terrific job to count three and two.
I think he fouled off about five or six pitches.
Five or six pitches, and still you didn't walk him. What about the double play ball? The ball that Rigaldo, wasn't that the fellow Rudy Rigaldo hit the ball with the shortstop dog?
Yes.
Were you ready to go to the clubhouse for that play?
Well, actually, I thought we had it, and I was jumping up and down if you had seen me, but I guess I was off on that one.
Say, John, where's your home?
Right now I'm living in Lexington, Massachusetts.
Oh, right outside of Boston?
That's right, about 12 miles.
You're married, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And how about the little youngster?
A little daughter. 1 year old.
And how about Papa and Mama? Are they here?
Yes, my father and mother are here at Cleveland right
Boy,
now.
Boy, I bet they got a kick out of that baby yesterday, didn't they?
Oh, they certainly did.
Hey, John, you're a great kid. You know, I had on my baseball all summer long, 25 wins, and you owe me a couple of Coca-Colas. You know that, don't you? But look. Here's a Gillette razor. And that little World Series record book, I know you'll like it. I want you to take that new Gillette one-piece razor and the 1954 World Series record book. And you can get your copy at your favorite store. And, John, I know you'll get a kick out of that.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Huh? Hey.
I can certainly use that.
There's a lot of good stuff in there. When are you going to pitch again?
Well, I don't know, Frank. If he needs me Sunday, I'll be ready to pitch. If not, probably Monday.
All right, lots of luck to you.
Okay.
Well, fans, the clock says it's time to go until we take you back to Gillette's broadcasting booth.
And now, fans, this is yours truly, Jimmy Dudley, back here at Mitchell's Radio Booth, and we're ready for today's third game of the 1954 World Series. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball, solely for the entertainment of our audience. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the commissioner is prohibited. Now turning you over to, just before turning you over to Al Helfer, here quickly are the lineups for today's game. For the Giants, at first base, leading off, Whitey Lockman. At shortstop, Alvin Dock. Don Mueller, right field. Willie Mays, center field. Hank Thompson, third base. Monty Irvin, left field. Davey Williams, second base. Wes Westrum, catching. And Ruben Gomez, the pitcher. He's won 17 and lost 9 during the regular season. For the Cleveland Indians, the home team, leading off, Al Smith, left field. Bobby Avila, second base. Larry Doby, center field. Vic Wirt, first base. Hank Majeski, third base. Dave Philly, right field. George Strickland, shortstop. Jim Hegan, catching. And Mike Garcia, the pitcher. Garcia, during the regular season, won 19 and lost 8. The umpires for the third game of the 1954 World Series, calling the balls and strikes, back of the plate is Jocko Conlon. At first base, Stevens. Second base, Al Barrett. Third base, Charlie Berry. On the right field foul line is Ron Warnke. On the left field foul line is Larry Neff. Now the Indians have taken the playing field, and today's game is ready to get underway. And here is the man who will get today's game underway for us, Mitchell's Al Helfer. Big Al, come in. Thank you very much, Jimmy Dudley. Hi, everybody. And we're very happy to see that Chris Speaker, the old Gray Eagle, is here in person. He's gotten over his illness, and he's throwing out the first ball here this afternoon. And Chris Speaker throws the first ball out to Jim Hagan, the starting catcher for the Cleveland Indians. And prior to getting started on this game here this afternoon, we have, right now, 10 seconds for sports station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.
This is WGN, your exclusive World Series station in Chicago.
And now to the business at hand here at the vast Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, Ohio, where this afternoon Al Lopez has sent in a patched-up lineup to meet the New York Giants, who have won two of the two games already played in the 1954 Classic. At third base, we have Hank Majeski, as Jimmy Dudley has already told you. Hank Majeski, one of the veterans of Major League play, taking over for Al Rosen. Al tried it. His leg was too bad, and he figured that he was in there hurting his ball club rather than helping it. So he and Al Lopez got together. And Al Rosen is on the bench this afternoon and will be utilized as a pinch hitter if needed. Hank Majeski is at third base. So let's set the Indians for you defensively now. As Big Mike Garcia, the Vice Daily right-hander, is on the mound for the Cleveland Indians. Old Barrel Chest is throwing down to his battery mate, Jim Hegan. At first base is Victor Wirtz. At second base, Bobby Avila. At shortstop, George Strickland. At third base, Hank Majeski. Out in left field is Al Smith. The center fielder is Larry Doby. And at right field here this afternoon is Dave Philly, the kid from Texas. And stepping up to the plate is the first hitter here for the New York Giants, batting at 1-1-1 in the series, 1-for-9. Is Whitey Luckman. Whitey Luckman hitting left-handed, standing deep at the plate. Now, broadcasting spot here at Cleveland is a very fine one, right behind home plate, just slightly off on the left-hand side of home plate. Yoko Conlon, the plate umpire, looks down over the shoulder of Jim Hegan, and we're about to get started on the third game of the 1954 World Series. Please remember the Giants have won two, and Cleveland has won none. So this is the game as far as Cleveland is concerned. Big Mike Garcia delivers the fastball. Whitey Luckman swings on this. Line drive hit into right center field. It's going to be in there for the base hit. Over is Philly to cut it off. Luckman down to first base to hold on. So the first pitch here this afternoon is a line shot single into right center field by Whitey Luckman. That is the first hit given up by Garcia, who surrendered only 220 base hits all year. Now coming up to the plate, batting at 375, is Alvin Dart. He has 3-for-8 in the series so far. Outfield placing just about straight away. This is a big ball orchard here. 320 feet down the left and right field line to 410 feet through the restraining fence in center. And plenty of room to go get him here in this ballpark. Mike Garcia, the big right-hander from Brightsalia, kicks. Third around at the mound. Looks down at Alvin Dark, who has that wide spread eagle stance leaning over. Whitey Luckman leads off first down. Comes the pitch. Pass ball fired in at the knees for a called strike. When Big Mike is right, that fastball of his comes dipping in there. Hank Majeski, expecting a bunt, is playing a shallow third. And Vic Wirtz, holding Whitey Luckman on at first base, will come charging in when the next pitch is made. They're expecting that the New York Giants will try to get that runner down in scoring position. Whitey Luckman is pretty fast, and he's liable to be moving any time. The pitch is made, and this time it's swung on. Alvin Dark hits a foul ball down off the first base line, back into the crowd, out of play. Hank Majeski, number 5, moving back there to take his station at third. It's been a long time since we've seen Hank Majeski start a ball game, but he's always on tap and ready. You know, I got an interesting note on Hank Majeski for you here in just a moment, and I'll pass it along to you. Mike Garcia checks his runner over at first base. That's Whitey Luckman taking a pretty good size lead. Vic Wirtz on the inside corner. We'll look at Alvin Dark now. The pitch to him is swung on. A pretty good hit and run man trying to punch the right field, fouls it off again, and that's strike two. Hank Majeski, the oldest player among all of today's World Series eligible, is playing at third base for Cleveland. He'll be 38 next December the 13th. Now you'll find the ages, the heights, the weights, and the records of all the series players in the Gillette World Series book. Hope you have yours. Next pitch to play is swung on by Alvin Dark, and this is called strike three. That's the first strikeout in the World Series, but he strikes out here for Big Mike Garcia. Mike Garcia had 130 strikeouts over the course of the regular season. Now here's John Mueller, the pesky guy at the plate. Pesky from the standpoint that he can lay in that base hit for you when you need it the most. John Mueller has 2-for-9 in the series, batting at 222. Has struck out only one time. Whitey Luckman, who opened with a line shot single into right center field, is still on the first base for the Giants. Mike Garcia has to bear down from the opening pitch. He's ready to go here to left-handed batting Don Mueller, the choke hitter. In comes the first pitch, nice fastball over to knees for a called strike. Big Mike, when he throws, is a little off balance. That is, when he finishes up, he falls towards first base. When he started out in the spring this year, he tried to correct that and finish up in a squared away position in order that he may field bunted balls and balls that were hit back to his right, the left of the pitcher's mound as we look out from the diamond. But he found that he was not as effective with his pitches, so he went back to his old style. He delivers now. Fastball swung on, hit down off the rubber of home plate, a high bounce to Avila. The play goes to Clifton to run the throw back. There's one in time, gets away from Vicksburg. Hagen is backing up. There goes Mueller trying to second. The throw goes down, and he's in there. The throw got away from Victor Woods. He had to reach for it. It was a hurried throw by George Clifton. And we'll probably have an error charge on the play. So we'll wait for the official scorers, Mr. McCauley, Mr. Jones, and Mr. Clemento, to see what their decision is going to be on this one. We'll allow the runner to go from first down to second. It's going to be an error on George Strickland. So put Don Mueller on at second base on the error committed by George Strickland on his overthrow at first base, trying to get a double play. And incidentally, we have not had a double play in the World Series up till now. So Mueller was at first on the force out of Whitey Lockman at second base. And the play went from Avila to Strickland. So we have two outs, one on, and Willie Mays coming up. We'll get to get a base hit in the series. Garcia throws him the fastball and brushes the uniform blouse, driving the batter away from the plate. That's ball one. Willie Mays in this series so far has walked three times. He struck out once. He has gone 0 for 5. No hits for 5 official times up. Mays, the right-handed batter. What a ball hawk. And the National League batting champion steps away from the plate now. His count is one ball and no strikes. Up until just this moment, when George Strickland committed the error, the throwing error at first base, allowing Don Mueller to scoot on down to second, the Cleveland Indians were absolutely errorless in the World Series. Garcia checks his runner at second. Delivers a play to soft curveball, swung on by Mays and punched back foul right off of the right of our Gillette microphone. Bouncing up into the first section and bounces down into the television camera. So somebody goes home over there, and that camera crew, very happily this afternoon with a souvenir of the World Series. There are two outs here in the top of the first inning. Don Mueller is the runner at second base for the New York Giants. There is no score here, with leaden overcast skies threatening to pour rain down on us any minute. The pitch to the plate is high and inside to Willie Mays. His count is two balls and one strike. We got more airplanes flying over this municipal stadium here this afternoon that even Jimmy Dudley, an old pilot himself, can shake his stick at. But he's flying high right here in the broadcasting booth. He doesn't have to be in that plane this afternoon. Jimmy invited me to take a plane ride with him, and I said, what's the simmer down after the series is over? We'll do it. Willie Mays up at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Big Mike Garcia has a runner on at second behind him. There are two outs for the Giants here in the top half of the first inning. There is no score. Out here playing fans around the left and deep as Mike Garcia throws the overhand fastball. Mays swings and doesn't get it. That's strike two. The Vice Bailey right-hander came right back and poured that ball in over the fifth from the inside corner. Mays like it. Two balls and two strikes to count on number 24, Willie Mays. Jocko Conlon handling the plate here this afternoon in the third game of the World Series. Down comes the pitch to Mays. Fastball swung on, hit the right field. It's Landry. Philly comes in. He cuts the ball. It bounces off his chest. He goes to second base as Mueller comes on in to score. So Willie Mays gets his first base hit. Willie Mays, a single into right field to drive in a run here. And the Giants lead 1-0. Don Mueller scooting around and coming on in from second base to score. So the error definitely has hurt right up till now. That's the second hit of Mike Garcia and run number one. So Cleveland's behind here in the top half of the first inning. The Giants have a runner on at first base in Willie Mays, a pretty good hit-and-run guy. Up at the plate, a pretty good hit-and-run guy with a stick in his hand is Henry Thompson. He's batting at 333 in the series, 2-for-6. And he's played spectacularly at third defensively. A fastball Thompson is high and outside as the sun breaks out to cast a shadow here at Cleveland for the first time. One ball and no strikes. It's a count on Hank Thompson, a little left-handed hitter standing deep at the plate. So what a man said, exactly at 1 o'clock, we did expect the heavens to open up and rain to pour down on us, but it hasn't happened so far. Garcia leans forward, puts back over his left shoulder, checking Willie Mays at first. The pitch is made to the plate. Thompson takes it high inside. Willie Mays holding right on there at first base. Two balls, no strikes, and count on Thompson. Hank Thompson batting at 333 in series play. Hank is Walked twice, struck out once in the two games that have preceded this one. Percy leaning forward to take his sign, fetch his runner when he made. He's always a threat to go. Down comes the pitch. May's bluff going, and the pitch is taken at the plate for ball three. Garcia asks Jocko Conlon for another baseball and gets it. I wish you'd like here at the start of the third game of the World Series to compliment the umpires for the work they have done in this World Series so far. We've had two fine jobs behind the plate in the first and second games. Al Farlick of the National League in the first game, a mighty fine job behind the plate. And Charlie Berry, the veteran American League umpire, came up with an equal performance yesterday. And here's Jocko Conlon, a very fine veteran, working the plate this afternoon. An overhand fastball is in there for a strike, and the count on Thompson now is 3-1. Garcia back to visit the rosin bag. Number 25 standing down there on the mound. Steps up, takes his position on the rubber. Willie Mays will take a lead at first now as Vickworth holds the inside corner on him. The check of the runner. Down comes the pitch. Taken. It's outside by Shade on a let-up curveball. So Thompson draws his third base on balls in the series. The first one here this afternoon. The first walk given up by Garcia. Garcia walked 71 over the regular season. Now hitting right-handed is Monty Irvin. Monty has gone 0 for 4 in the series. He's batting, of course, at 0-0-0. The right-hand hitter has an opportunity of knocking in his first run as Willie Mays has moved down to second on the walk handed by Garcia to Thompson. The first pitch to Monty Irvin is a strike. Monty backs to scoop up a handful of dirt, dries hands, rubs him down along his uniform trousers, steps back in, beats the bat down on the rubber of home plate. Garcia now standing out in the sunlight. The sun has broken forth in all of its brilliance here for at least a moment. Delivers to the plate. It's taken high and inside for ball one. One ball and one strike to count on Monty Irvin, the big left fielder of the New York Giants. Batting number 6 in the order. He'll be followed by Davey Williams if he's needed. 5 men have come to the plate. One run has been scored by the Giants. They lead 1-0. Willie Mays at second. Hank Thompson's on at first. 2 down. Garcia can bring with an overhand let-up pitch, but outside at the shoulder. That's ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike. And there's going to be some activity down in the bullpen now for the Cleveland Indians. Got a right-hander up and starting to throw. Ball Cleveland. That'll be Art Houdelman. Art Houdelman up throwing for Cleveland in the Cleveland bullpen. Down back of the right field line. Note that Speed Jazz just put up here, and I believe that's true as I quickly glance back through the books. The first team to score in both games that have already been played lost the ball game. The pitcher swung on. There's a high foul ball hit off to the right of the plate and way back into the customers. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Monty Irvin. Yeah, that's right, Paul. Cleveland scored first in the first game and scored first in the second game, and they went on to lose both of them. And now the Giants score the first time here in the top half of the first inning. Just an oddity going along in the series that we'd like to know for you. 2 balls, 2 strikes to count on Monty Irvin with runners at first and second, 2 down, top of the first. The Giants leading 1-0. Now Garcia is set, checks his runner Willie Mays at second, delivers the plate, an overhand fastball. Monty Irvin punches the pile off the first baseline. There goes Hegan over near the Cleveland dugout, and Hegan's the guy gets in and makes the catch. Catch on a foul ball by Jim Hegan. So here in the first inning for the New York Giants, 1 run on a pair of base hits. There was 1 walk mixed in there. There was an error committed by Cleveland, and 2 men were left on. So the score at the end of the top half of the first inning is the New York Giants 1. They're now coming to bat Cleveland Indians, nothing. Yes, sir, this is a gotta-do-it game for the Indians if they want to preserve their World Series win record. If you've had the 1954 Gillette World Series record book handy, you know how it steps up your enjoyment of the game. You'll find it equally valuable this winter and when baseball rolls around next spring. This free pocket-sized book index, so anyone can put his finger on what he wants quickly, gives all-time series scores, the record of every player, modern record-breaking performances, basic rules, baseball playing, scoring instructions, and for budding big leaguers, there are also hints on winning baseball. Get your copy. Buy a Gillette Super Speed Razor set for $1, the regular price. The record book is attached and it's free. But hurry, they're running out fast. Now into the last half of inning number 1 here at the Municipal Stadium in Cleveland. 1-0 in favor of the New York Giants. They scored one time on two base hits, took advantage of a Cleveland error. And we have the first unearned run in the 1954 World Series. Now stepping up to the plate, hitting right-handed, is Al Smith. Young fellow who led off for Cleveland yesterday by poking a home run out of the park at the Polo Grounds. He has three hits for 8 at-bats, batting at .375. He crowds up on the plate, stands three-quarters deep, and he's a choke hitter. Ruben Gomez from Santurce, Puerto Rico, is on the mound for the New York Giants. Makes the first pitch, a fastball that's underneath for ball one. Ruben Gomez, on the regular season for the New York Giants, won 17 ball games, lost 9, 6-4 shutouts. His battery mate is the very dependable Wes Westrum. At first base, Whitey Lockman. Second is David Williams. The shortstop, Captain Alvin Dark. At third, Hank Thompson. Out of left field, Marty Irvin. The center fielder is Willie Mays. And in right field is Don Mueller. Al Smith up at the plate waiting now. Gomez, the right-hander, throws the sidearm fastball. And it's outside. The crossfire missing for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Count here on Al Smith. Thompson's playing a rather shallow third base on his right-hand hitter. Right-hander throws another side armor. This one's in off a hip, right side up against the batter for ball three. Outfield stand around the left. For Smith, he'll poke that long ball for you. He proved that yesterday, leading off Paul Cleveland. The wearer of number 32. Donovan looks down over the shoulder of Weston. Here comes Gomez's pitch. Sidearm let up is outside for ball four. Cleveland's got the tying run on. That's the second time Smith has walked in the series. First base on ball given up by Gomez. Here's Bobby Avila. Bobby Avila. He's batting at 222. He has 2-for-9 in the series. One on, nobody out here in the last half of the first inning. Ruben Gomez looks over at first base to see what Whitey Luckman's doing about holding him close, and he is. Bobby Avila standing in, batting right-handed. The American League batting champion. Gomez throws the pitch to him. He's going to break the swing on and foul tip. So Al Lopez wanted to get that man down to second to get him around. Right away, the Gaysenio are playing hit-and-run ball here before the thousands that have jammed in here to the Municipal Stadium in Cleveland. The Giants are leading in the ballgame 1-0 by virtue of their one run scored atop the first. And where of number one himself, Bobby Avila, the veteran pride of Veracruz, Mexico, up at the plate here for the Indians. Gomez comes in with a pitch. There's the bunt. Down to the left of the mound. Gomez comes off field, throws the first base in time. They've got Bobby Avila, and there is the runner moving down to second. Smith overran second, almost thrown out. Whitey Lockman whipped that ball over quickly. He shortstop Alvin Dark. So Avila is out, sacrificing very successfully. A very nicely placed bunt to the left of pitcher's mound as you look out on the diamond. Gomez in a big hurry made the play to Whitey Lockman. Here is Larry Doby. Alvin Dark talking to Ruben Gomez. As this Puerto Rican right-hander gets ready now to pitch to left-hand hitting Larry Doby. The center fielder for the Cleveland Indians has been quite a star for them over the years, particularly this year in the run batted in department and in the home run department. So Smith is on at second base, a pretty fleet-of-foot guy who can really move around the bases. Doby has a chance to tie this ball game up should he come through with a base hit. Sidearm fastball to Doby's low into the dirt. And that is ball one. Now Gomez sets. Down comes the pitch. A fastball that drives Dobie back from the plate. It's flipped over the inside corner chest high right under the letter for a called strike. One ball, one strike. Count on Larry Dobie. He holds that bat way down to the end. Starts to bend his knees as though he were about to get down on him. Opens his stance just slightly down toward first base. The outfield is around right and deep. Pitch to him, a let-up curveball is outside knee high for ball two. Two balls, one strike on Larry Doby. One out for the Indians here in the last half of the first inning. Al Smith, the leadoff man, walked with sacrifice for Bobby Avila down to second base. And he's in scoring position at second in this 1-0 ball game favored the Giants. Tony Cuccinello, waiting to wave some traffic by third, yells up words of encouragement as Gomez pitches outside again to Doby for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Smith hanging pretty close there at second base. He doesn't want to be caught off. The Giants use the count play quite often. Pitcher will whirl around and make the toss back there, waiting for the man designated to cover. And in the hope that he does. Time is called as Larry Doby steps away from the plate, and Gomez, about ready to pitch, has to break back off the mound. Now he's set. Smith takes his lead. In comes the pitch. It's taken by Doby over on the outside corner for a called strike, and that's the second one. Three balls and two strikes. Well, we've got thousands of umpires in the stands here this afternoon. I can tell you that for sure. Oh, everybody sees that pitch just a little bit differently. Of course, it all depends on which side you're rooting for, too. It's the payoff pitch now to Larry Doby, 3-2. Gomez checks his runner at second, delivers a plate fastball. Doby swings, hits a high fly ball to short center field. Coming in is Willie Mays, says he has it. And he has. So there's the second out. Doby flying out to Willie Mays in center. Smith holds on at second, and here is Victor Wirtz. Victor Wirtz carrying the highest batting percentages of anybody on the field right now. For Cleveland in this series, Vic Wirtz obtained from the Baltimore Orioles about the middle of the summer has 5-for-8, including extra base blows, and he is batting right this minute at 625 in World Series play. Big fellow from York, Pennsylvania, hit from left-handed. Prematurely bald guy. Steps up to the plate. He's got pretty good sized wrists and forearms. Hit from left-handed, stands almost straight away to the pitcher. The outfield comes around slightly to right. Particularly right fielder Don Mueller playing deep in right field. This is inside off the hip for ball one. Last half of the first inning. Cleveland has the tying run on its second. Two down. Victor Wirtz up there. In comes the pitch. Again, Wirtz backs off one inside. That's ball two. Leo DeRocher must really be masterminding the Giants right down to the Nats heel because Westrum keeps checking in to the Giants dugout to DeRocher to make sure what he wants called. Gomez delivers a knuckler that swung on the missed first strike. Gomez will flash that knuckler at you every once in a while. And I notice he throws a sidearm pitch, much in the manner of Larry Jansen, who is now on the coaching staff. You know, Larry was taken off of the active staff. He's now coach, but they tell me he's going to make a comeback for next year. He's been working with these pitchers. And in one of the pitches, Gomez sort of emulates the old guy from Forest Grove. The 2-1 delivery. There's the knuckler again. It's outside. Three balls and one strike. Count on Victor Wirtz. But for a moment, I felt a drop of rain. This was my imagination. Three balls, one strike to count on Victor Wirtz. Smith is on his second in scoring position. The outfield around right and deep. Gomez set. Comes in 3-1 with the fastball. Swing on and hit right on the line to Alvin Dark at shortstop. Wirtz lands out to Dark at short. All for Cleveland. Their threat goes to the boards. No runs. There were no base hits. There were no giant errors, and Cleveland has now left their 27th man on, the first one here this afternoon. Of all these players on the field this afternoon, one guy stands out in my mind. The opponent pitched the magnificent ball game yesterday for 5 innings before he was dented. And I went down to the locker room and ran into Early Wynn in that locker room, and he was shaving yesterday. He's a fine guy, just as fine as you ever hope to meet, and he's a real rooter for Gillette. He told me, sure, I use the Gillette Razor, Al. There's nothing like it. A quick shave puts me back in form after a tough workout. Early uses that easy-shaving one-piece Gillette I've been telling you about, remember? You'll get the Gillette World Series record book with it, free. Now we move into the second inning here. Bud Cleveland. The first lineup for the New York Giants will be Williams starting the last third of their batting order. Williams to be followed by Wes Weston, and then will come Ruben Gomez as Mike Garcia goes back to the mound. Mike Garcia from Visalia, California. Big, likable right-hander working with his battery mate, Jim Hegan. Davey Williams batting in the series at 0-0-0. He's 0 for 7. Is coming up. The wearer of number 10. Davey stands about three-quarters deep at the plate. Feet wide spread apart, slightly open stance down towards third. Suggests he comes up to play shallow at third base. The outfield fans around to the left for Davey. And all hands are ready to go. 1-0 in favor of the Giants here over the Indians at Municipal Stadium in Cleveland in the third game of the 1954 World Series. Garcia is ready. Throws an overhand curveball. Outside, that's ball one. Garcia will give you a lot of that big motion and show you that slow stuff sometimes. This is best pitch is probably slider and a fastball. There's the fastball. It's under the knees. Two balls, no strikes. The count on Davey Williams. Weston on deck to go next. Herman Franks is your coach for the Giants down behind third. At first is Freddie Fitzsimmons. Boy, that Freddie really was a pitcher in his day, wasn't he? Great goodness, I remember him many times. Pitch, a fastball, fired through at the knees for a called strike. And the count is 2-1 now on Williams. Hegan down to pump the sign. Garcia leaning forward to take it. And the pitch now to Davey Williams. Garcia overhand, fastball, just low and outside. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. Outfield isn't playing as deep for Davey Williams as they would play, say, for a guy like Weston. Williams don't hit that long ball too often. Fastball to him is fired across at the knees. An overhand fastball to run the count to 3-2. Williams moves that stick back and forth rather nervously. Garcia seems to operate the same whether he's ahead or behind. Delivers 3-2, the fastball inside off the knees for ball four. So Williams walks for his first time this afternoon and the first time in the World Series. That's the second base on balls given up by Garcia. And the batter is Wes Westrum. Wes has two base hits for six at-bats. And his percentage for World Series play this year is .333. Right-hand hitter with a slightly open stance down towards third. He sort of catty-corners across the batter's box. Works up somewhat on the handle. Walks up on the first pitch and takes it under the knees for ball one. Davey Williams opens the second inning by getting a walk here for the New York Giants. He's on the first base. Pickworth holds the inside corner. Garcia taking plenty of time. Texas runner Williams at first delivers the plate. An overhand fastball is through there for a strike right off the pitch. Weston just shook his head, as if to say he didn't quite think so. He looks around now to Herman Franks to pick up the sign. It's being relayed from the bench. Williams has that sign. He's already been informed as to what it might be from Freddie Fitzsimmons. Count is 1-1 on Weston. Garcia settles down, deals it off, and Weston, trying to bunt the ball, misses it completely. The ball gets away from Hegan. There goes the Williams down to second base. So we'll know in a minute whether it's going to be a wild pitch or a pass ball. It's a wild pitch. So we have a wild pitch moving David Williams down to second base. Charges a wild pitch to Garcia. So David Williams now is in scoring position. And Majeski are talking things over. Wynn had a wild pitch yesterday, if you recall, and Lemon had one the first day. So all three of the Cleveland pitchers have come up with a wild pitch now in one of the series games. Wes Weston at the plate with a count of 2-1. David Williams now in scoring position. 1-0 in favor of the New York Giants. They scored in the top of the first inning. Garcia pitches. Weston tries to bunt this one and fouls it off to the right of the plate. So they're trying to get Williams over to third to score him on that sacrifice fly, if no other way. But Weston now has a count of strike two, so the big danger of the bunt goes to the board. 2-2, the count on Weston. Of
Chris Weston's a very determined guy. A very hard-working guy. They call him the bulldog behind the plate. I guess he is, in a way. He sort of sticks in there all the time and hangs on. First, they're ready to pitch one, two, and two. He dies. They're calling a miss for strike three. Well, Gomez setting that fastball and got him. That's the second strikeout for Garcia. And Ruben Gomez, a pretty fair hitting pitcher, comes up to the plate. West Western from Clearbrook, Minnesota. Now living in Hyde Park, New York, strides back. The giant dugout down the third baseline to down. Ruben Gomez coming up to the plate. Ruben Gomez hits him right-handed just as he pitched him. The first Puerto Rico right-handed. He has an overly closed stance, left foot forward to the plate. Tall and slender. If memory serves me rightly, Ruben Gomez hit a home run this year for the Giants. And please remember, let's fix it from memory. Swings on the first pitch and doesn't get it. That's the ring pouring that fastball in there. Davey Williams still on there at second base. One out here in the top of the second inning. Giants leading 1-0. Garcia works again, takes something off the fastball, and misses with a low and outside to Gomez. His count is 1-1 with him now. On deck to go next is the Giant leadoff man, first baseman Whitey Lockman. He started everything off here in this ball game with a line drive single into right center. Garcia again a check of the runner at second. That's Davey Williams. Looks down at Gomez. Then delivers to him an overhand fastball. Gomez pounds it into center field. Larry Doby off to his left gets under, takes the line drive, hurriedly whips that ball in, and David Williams has to hold on at second. Gomez hit the ball well, all right, but lined it right to Larry Doby. We have the second out here in the top half of inning number two. Whitey Lockman moves in. The old Carolina Comet. He's one of the most quiet guys you'll meet in a long time, Whitey Lockman. He and Don Mueller, I think if you put them in a room all by themselves, they probably wouldn't have 50 words of conversation in 24 hours. Mike Garcia, ready to pitch to Whitey Lockman. The only thing Whitey gets hopping mad twice on playing field, and Don Mueller only one time. Always steady performance, both of them. Now Garcia gets set. Takes his time from Hagan after shaking one off. He's ready, looks at Williams at second. Hesitates, and then breaks back off the mound and chases Williams back in second. Majeski is playing shallow at third base. Down comes the pitch to the plate now to Lockman. Slow. Count is 1-0. I can imagine it's really something for Hank Majeski to be down there playing at third base in the World Series. As he's been a utility man for several years, he probably figures this is a real opportunity, a renaissance, so to speak. Garcia delivers. The fastball is over to knees. 1-1 now is the count on Whitey Lockman. Garcia's taking plenty of time. He can do it. Two outs, one on. Williams at second. He was walked and was wild pitched to second. Garcia trying to get out of his trouble here with the Giants leading 1-0. Delivers. Lockman swings and beats one foul. And while we have a new ball going in play, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.
WGN Chicago, your exclusive World Series station.
Right back to the business at hand here at Cleveland. It's Mike Garcia pitching to Whitey Lockman with a count of 1-2. And down in the Cleveland bullpen, Art Haldeman. Right-hander warming up for Cleveland, just in case Garcia should have any more trouble here in inning number two. Mike has been touched for one run and two hits. All of that coming in the first inning. One error behind him, of course, did not help him. The run, incidentally, is unearned, in case you tuned in late. Garcia is ready. delivers a curveball swung on by Lockman, a dribble up the first baseline where Vic Wirth picks it up. One ball and two strikes. Down on Whitey Lockman. Hanging around, hoping to get a chance to hit in the innings, Alvin Dark. Cleveland infield, Victor Wirth at first, Bobby Avila at second, George Strickland at short, and Hank Majeski at third. Lockman choking up on the handle of the bat, standing away from the plate with an open stance slightly down toward first. Outfield playing him as a punch hitter into left field. They're not even playing him straight away. Big hole in the outfield's in right center. Looks to daylight, too, down the right field line. Garcia delivers. Whitey Lockman swings and cuts his foul back to the screen. One ball, two strikes on Whitey. David Williams. And out of second base there so long, he's about to grow roots. Shuts down now, takes his lead. Garcia keeps checking back there to make sure David Williams is not taking too much of a lead. Now he delivers the plate to Whitey Lockman. Swung on. There's a high fly ball hung along the right field line. It could be trouble if it's in there, but Avila goes back and steps over in foul territory. So he takes that ball and stumbles and turns on the center track and goes down. He's all right. A very, very nice play by Bobby Avila. In foul territory, steps across the line, deep behind first base. Well, made a great play out of that one. So Whitey Lockman is out, fouling out for the second baseman, Bobby Avila. For the Giants. No runs, no hits. No errors. One man was left on. A round of applause for Bobby Avila as he comes off the playing field. He richly deserves it. Now the score at the end of 1.5 innings of play is New York 1 and Cleveland nothing.
My opponent is no good.
My opponent can't even count.
You're wrong.
I'm right.
Although we argue politics, on one thing we'll agree. Sports make better looking today. It's the last super speed.
My friend, you change blades. 1, 2, 3. And fast, quick saves you get.
Plus, double-edged economy.
The people's choice to let to look sharp. When you face the world to feel sharp. On the policy, just be sharp. Get your whiskers up with the monitor and super speed.
Well, don't forget, friends, the valuable Gillette World Series record book is included free when you buy a Gillette Super Speed Razor. Now, Hank Majeski. He was used as a pinch batter over in New York. And Hank Majeski's 0-for-1. So he's coming up for his second time in World Series play. Hank Majeski batting right-handed. He's a little fellow, very stockily put together, heavy set through the leg. Pretty good sized chest on him. Gomez tries the fastball on him and misses with it outside. Low for ball one. It gets away from Weston, shoots back to the screen. Majeski came on as a pinch batter in the ninth inning, the first game of the World Series, and didn't even get a chance to get up to the plate. Mitchell came in to bat for him when Durocher pulled some strategy and shifted pitches from Little to Grissom. The next pitch is over but low, and the count is ball two on Majeski. No strike. Gomez, tight arm fastball, flails it through. That's an ace for called strike. Two balls and one strike on Hank Majeski. I can guarantee you that should the Cleveland Indians pop up with anything in this ball game this afternoon, this crowd, and there's a good one here, will really tear the place down. The Giants have won a pair, and the Indians are trying to dent it. There's a curveball to Majeski. Good at the knees for called strike. Two balls, two strikes on Hank Majeski. He's the number five hitter in the Cleveland order, coming up for his first time in the ball game, leading off here in the second inning. Giants leading 1-0. Gomez sets, delivers 2-2, a sidearm curveball, swung on and bounced foul down to Tony Cuccinello, coaching behind third. Flips it over to Gomez. Probably you can hear in the background the rattle of the telegraph key, sending the description. of this ball game to parts of the world where radio probably has not been able to get to. And that would be very small, I think, because heavens knows, this one's going all over the place. Fastball is swung on by Majeski. There's a high puff foul off the first base line. Whitey Rockman gets over under it, makes the catch, and Majeski is out. That brings on Dave Sillies. Dave Sillies looking for his first World Series hit. He's 0-4. The switch hitter from Paris, Texas, will be batting left-handed against Ruben Gomez. He's been quite a defensive man for Cleveland this year. Dave Sillies. Obtained from the Philadelphia Athletics by the Cleveland Indians. Gomez ready to work to him. Delivers a sidearm curve. It stays outside about shoulder high. Gomez will throw you the screwball every now and then, and he works it particularly to left-hand hitters. Looks like that's what that might have been. Comes down again with an overhand fastball and misses with it again. That's ball two. Low and outside. Two balls, looks like. One out, nobody on, last half of the second inning. Cleveland up at bat and trailing 1-0. Gomez, sort of a spindly leg guy, standing out on the mound, leaning forward, taking his time from Westrum. Pump goes to the top of the pump, comes down with a curveball that Philly drives into and takes shoulder high for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Continues to be dark and overcast here at Cleveland. Now the 3-0 delivery. A fastball inside for ball four. O'Philly picks up the second walk given up by Gomez. Here is George Strickland. George Strickland in the World Series has gone 0-6. So he has no batting percentage. George has been a victim of strikeouts twice. He has a completely closed stance and bats right-handed. Tall, thin fella from New Orleans, Louisiana. Gomez checks his runner, the potential tying run for Cleveland at first in Dave Philly. Then wheels the pitch into the plate. Strickland takes it over for a strike. No balls, one strike. You count on George Strickland. One out, one on here in the last half of the second inning. These Cleveland Indians are grim and determined this afternoon. This is a game they've got to win. Curveball to Strickland is under the knees. Count as one ball and one strike. Gomez bouncing that ball around in his mitt. Steps up, puts his foot on the rubber. Looks around the infield, mouth field, and then peers down to his batter, George Strickland. Dave Philly takes his lead at first base. Whitey Lockman inside on the corner. The pitch is swung on by Strickland and missed. Gomez came in with a sidearm medium speed pitch. He throws a lot of his stuff three-quarter overhand and some of it sidearm. Very rarely does he go completely overhand with his pitch. One ball and two strikes. Wouldn't be a bit surprised if Gomez said he might be listening in this afternoon. There's an overhand pitch outside. Three-quarter overhand. Ruben Gomez Daddy is a pitcher, I understand, down in Puerto Rico. Two balls, two strikes is the count here on George Strickland, the wearer of number two. Two and two. Dave Sully, ready to run on anything, takes his plate at first base and strides off a couple of steps. Gomez, 2-2's the plate, curveball, swung on and found it right back to the mound. Gomez is high off the mound, takes the ball close to Davey Williams for the out, the throw to first base is not in time. Gomez came off that mound like a small kitten. Bounced high on that ball, made the throw back to second base to Davey Williams, who was taken out of that play very nicely by Davey Williams, but he got it by Dave Sully, but he got his throw off anyway. Jim Hagan, the batsman. Two down for Cleveland in the second. George Strickland, the runner at first base, and Jim Hagan, batting at 125, is coming up to the plate. Jim has had one base hit. A double, he hit into left center field. That was in the second inning of yesterday's ball game. He was sacrificed down to third, but died there in that second inning. Jim Hagan, right-hand batter. Massachusetts boy leaning over the plate. Takes Gomez's fastball outside for ball one. Those fast pitches with this gray overcast here today are going to look even faster. George Strickland takes the lead now at first. Two down here in the second. Pitch to Hegan is a low curveball under the knees. That's ball two. Jim Hegan has struck out just one time in the series, and he's caught for Cleveland all through the series, with the exception of the time he was lifted and Mitch Grasso in the first game came on to catch an inning. Two balls, no strikes on Hegan. Right-hand batter. Side-arm curveball. Hegan goes a little bit too far around, trying to check himself. It's called against him for strike one. Cleveland has come up with a pitching here in this World Series, but the highly vaunted bats of the Cleveland Indians have been, in a way, rather silent. So that might be the answer to the edge the Giants now have. Gomez ready with the 2-1 delivery to Hegan. Wheels it up there, and Hegan swings on it, sends a bounding ball down the third baseline foul. Two balls and two strikes to count on Jim Hegan. Two outs, one on, last half of the second inning, score 1-0 in favor of the New York Giants. It was figured by most of the experts that Cleveland had a pretty good opportunity to win this ball game this afternoon, going with Mike Garcia, a pretty good fastballer. And they still have a lot of time to win this ball game. We're just in the last half of the second inning. Two down for Cleveland, one on, the tying run at first. Gomez, pretty tough right-hander in his own right. Delivers, three-quarter overhand pitch is outside and low. 3-2. 3-2. Now George Strickland will be off and moving towards second base when Gomez fires away to Hegan. Strickland about to step off and take his lead. Gomez goes to the top of the stretch, hesitates, and quickly throws over to first. That is, his motion was quick, but his toss was easy because Strickland hadn't wandered away too far. Count remains 3-2 on Hegan as he digs in at the plate. Now Gomez sets, delivers. There goes the runner. The pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen off to our right. Slams right up into the television booth off to our right. Our good friend Jack Brickhouse and Russ Hodges are working. Count remains 3-2 on Jim Hegan. Gomez sets, gets ready. Catch George Strickland. Down comes the pitch. There goes Strickland. The ball is swung on. Hit down to third. Deep behind third. Thompson comes up with it. Throws into the dirt at first, but Whitey Lockman comes up with it, and Hegan is out. So that retires the side. Lockman digging out Thompson's low throw at first base. And here in the second inning, again, the Cleveland Indians have a tying run on. Cannot capitalize. No runs. There were no base hits. There were no errors, and one man was left on. So right here at the end of two full innings of play, it's New York 1 and Cleveland nothing. And a ball game that promises to give us just as many thrills as we have had in the first two that were played over at the Polo Grounds in New York City. And while Mike Garcia comes out there and starts to get ready for inning number 3, I'd just like to switch over here to my sidekick, Jimmy Dudley, and see what his comments in the first two innings might possibly be. Jimmy, how about that? What do you think?
Well, I'm getting a great deal of pleasure out of watching this Ruben Gomez work. This is the first time that we've actually seen him in tough competition. And I'm telling you, that screwball that he has really has the boys up there baffled. They don't know exactly what they're swinging for. And so far, he's been master of the situation. But the game has started moving along just like the first two. The Giants broke on top. And it's one of those days when you sort of figure that the Indians must have the break coming somewhere else.
Well, all right, Jim, and we can expect this afternoon as it wears on to see both of these fellas, Gomez and Garcia, find that fastball right up until the last minute. And one thing we can caution you to be watching for as Gomez is concerned, as the afternoon goes on, he'll come in more and more sidearm with his pitches. Mike Garcia, of course, the big fan of his fastball pitching is of the overhand variety. Now let's see what he's going to do here with the Giants in the top half of the third inning. He's behind 1-0 as the Giants lead by that margin. Alvin Dark is the batsman who struck out the first inning. He'll be followed by Don Mueller and then by Willie Mays. Mike Garcia, big right-hander, delivers an overhand fastball. Dark swings on it, loops it out into left center field. That's going to be in there for the base hit. Coming over is Joby to pick it up on the first skip and fire it into George Strickland. So Dark opens with a single into left center. That'll get him his first hit this afternoon, give him his fourth World Series hit. That's at number 3 off Garcia. So Alvin Dock first. Don Mueller, who forced out Whitey Lockman at second, and he himself went on to second when George Strickland committed the only Cleveland error in the series by throwing wild at first base. Down comes the pitcher to win a break. Pitcher swung on and hit through the hole between short and third and out into left field. There goes Alvin Dark all the way around the third. Don Mueller hitting through the left side of the infield into left for a single. Throw bounding ball that died about halfway out into left field, and by the time Smith got it, was able to make the throw in. Alvin Dark, running on the throw, has moved all the way into third base. So now Garcia is in trouble again. That's the fourth hit given up by Mike. That's the third hit Mueller has picked up in the series, going to bat 11 times. Willie Mays has one base hit for one time up today, and is he standing in. Runners at first and third. Majeski playing just off third. Works on the inside corner on Mueller at first, and the second base combination playing a double play there. Pitch is swung on by Mays. There's the drive down to third to Majeski. He's got the ball, fires it into Higgins. They've got Alvin Dark and Horsey between home and third. There is Higgins tagging him out. And while the Horsey is going on for the tag out, the runners move on down to second and third. So Mueller has moved in to third base on the fielder's choice. Willie Mays gets all the way down to second. And the play went from Majeski, third baseman, to Higgins. Back to Majeski and back to Higgins. Trying to make a tag on Alvin Dark. So we have one out here in the top of the third inning. Runners at second and third. And the batter coming up now is Thompson. Alvin Dark caught in the rundown. Hank Majeski's first opportunity. The infield pulls up tight now. And Hank Thompson on there is going to be out. The play is going to be put on intentionally. They're not going to monkey around with him at all. They're going to put him on and set it up for a possible chance for a double play. Oh, there is ball three. Now ball four. So if Thompson is intentionally walked, that'll be the third base on balls given up by Garcia. He's standing out there at second base. Al Barlick, you know, fans of second base umpire is standing in fair territory, and that raises a question. If a batted ball strikes him before reaching a fielder, is the hitter safe or out? Well, you'll find the answer in the Gillette World Series record book. To get a copy free, just buy the new one-piece Gillette razor at the regular price. Well, fans, here's the guy that's been giving the Cleveland Indians fits. Dusty Rhodes, who's hammered two home runs in World Series play for the New York Giants. He's signing for Monty Irvin with a bases loaded, one out here in the top half of the third inning. Dusty Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S. He'll probably stay in the ball game to play in the field. Garcia delivers to him. Rhodes swings, and it's a base hit to right field. In comes John Mueller to score the second run. Right behind him comes Sergeant Willie Mays. Thompson moves over to third. Well, there are two more runs batted in. Dusty Rhodes batting here in the third inning. Let's check up on this guy, Rhodes. He's still batting 1,000. That gives him four hits for four at-bats. He has now batted in seven runs. Batted in seven runs for the New York Giants. Yet still here this afternoon. Hit number five, runs two and three up Garcia. And he now ties Dr. Bobby Brown, who held the record as a pinch batter in World Series, in three hits. Now Dusty Rhodes has three pinch hits in World Series. Up to the plate is Davey Williams, taking the first pitch over for a called strike. Rhodes is single to right field, moving Thompson around to third and scoring a pair. So it's 3-0 in favor of the Giants over Cleveland. Garcia delivers, Davey Williams snaps his head back and takes the fastball. It's the pinpoint for ball one. And so what was it they said this morning about Dusty Rhodes? Given the nature of break a mile. Boy, he's taken a mile against Cleveland this year. Garcia ready. Delivers an overhand fastball with the runner breaking from third. Squeezes on, and the run scores. There is a throw to first base. It's not in time. Not in time to Victor Wirth. So the Giants squeeze in their fourth run. It's now 4-0. And the official scores are talking over the situation now, whether it's going to be a base hit or not, we'll know in a moment. Mike, Lester is going to be charged with an error for holding that ball too long.
So it's going to be a sacrifice for Williams on an error on Garcia. But the run has been squeezed in. Up at the plate is Watson. Pitch time is over for strike. Garcia's next delivery evens the count at 1-1. Rhodes on that squeeze play, sacrifice, which was the squeeze play. Moved to second, the pitch to Weston, low for ball two. Two balls and one strike. So the Giants have sort of broken out in a rash here in the third inning, taking up three runs to go out in front 4-0. Garcia checks his runners. Bears back, delivers to Weston, who hits the ball back to the mound. Garcia has it close to first base to work for the out as the runners advance. Williams moves down to second. Dusty Rhodes, who batted here in the third inning for Marty Irvin, singled in a pair of runs, has now moved down on the infield out, third base. Two out, two on. The Giants have runners in scoring position, second and third. The batter coming up is Ruben Gomez. Probably feels a great deal better about the situation. Down the bullpen for Cleveland, Art Haldeman. Back up and throwing again. Garcia wheels the pitch in there and Gomez swings on it and doesn't get it. At the last minute he tried to check himself, but he'd gone too far. Rhodes, who batted for Irvin, is on at third base. Williams, the second base runner, first is open. Garcia delivers a lot of curve. Taken. Right up high, but the peak of the cap runs his count to 1-1. Just looking through the record book here. Gehrig has nine runs batted in, according to the Gillette World Series record book, to lead in single series. Rhodes now has seven. Gomez swings on the next pitch and fouls it down the first baseline way back into the crowd. So all this guy Rhodes at third base has to do to tie Gehrig's record in the way of runs batted in the single series is pick up a pair now. He's got maybe the rest of today. It all depends on what the Roach is going to do. Is going to allow Rhodes to stay in left or not. He's got today and tomorrow to do it, for sure. And if Cleveland could come back and win this one, he'll go more than that. The pitch to plate to Gomez is over for a call, strike three. Well, that's all. Eight men come to bat here for New York, the third inning. Gomez gets the third, Garcia gets the third strikeout. Gomez the victim. And in the third inning, three big runs for the New York Giants. Picked up on 1-2-3 base hit. There was one error, and there were two men left on. So the score here at the end of 2.5 innings of play, the New York Giants 4, and the Cleveland Indians nothing. Well, Al Bedard shouldn't have been sparking this ball club as far as the Giants are concerned on the inner defense. And Alvin not only goes all out in baseball, but Alvin Dark goes all out on what a clean, brisk Gillette shave does for a fellow when he's pushed. Alvin, and by the way, this goes for Lou Boudreau, Bob Feller, and Charlie Grimm. Alvin says that a quick, clean shave with today's Gillette Super Speed Razor is a real breaker. How about doing a real big thing for yourself? Get a Gillette Super Speed Razor and discover how much of a lift a smooth, refreshing shave can give you. The Super Speed is precision made all in one piece. There's nothing to take apart. You change blades or rinses clean in seconds. Why a Gillette Super Speed Razor set? $1. Attached free is the pocket size 112-page Gillette World Series record book. As we had expected, Dusty Rhodes goes into left field now for the New York Giants, playing left in the last half of third, and Bob Lemon comes up to bat for Mike Garcia. Bob Lemon, the pitcher, hit from left-handed. Gomez feeds him the fastball, and it's taken over the knees for called strike. So Garcia is all through here after having pitched three innings in which he gave up four runs, five hits, walked three, struck out three, and wild pitched one time. The pitch to play taken by Lemon, it is strike two call.
Time is called for the second while Weston goes out, talks to Gomez. Actually, just goes out in front of the plate and yells something up to him. Bob Lemon, whom we told you on several occasions, has been used as a pinch batter, although he is a pitcher. Swings on his foot, misses for strike three. So that's all for Bob Lemon as he goes down pinch batting for Garcia here in the third inning. And before we have Smith, the top of the batting order, coming up for Cleveland, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.
WGN, the Chicago Tribune station, your exclusive World Series station.
Ruben Gomez ready now to deliver to Smith. The first pitch to him is a crossfire, low and outside for ball one. One out for Cleveland, last half of the third. The score is 4-0 in favor of the Giants. They scored one in the first inning, three in a big third, in which they sent eight men to the plate. Gomez delivers, pitch is swung on, and hits right back on the line to the pitcher. Gomez holds it for out number two. Two down, last half of the third, as the Giants continue to handcuff the Cleveland Indians. Bobby Avila, who sacrificed successfully in the first inning, coming up now for his first official at bat of the afternoon. Gomez, who has been old man tough here this afternoon, he's been ice water personified, is ready to pitch to Bobby Avila. Down comes that first pitch, and Avila takes the sweeper across the corner on the outside, just about waist high, strike one. Mike Garcia, in going three innings here this afternoon against the Giants, used exactly 61 pitches. Gomez uses one up on a curveball inside to Avila. Count is one ball, one strike on him. Avila wearing number one. 4-0 to score in favor of the Giants. Gomez ready, delivers one sidearm fastball. It misses low and outside, and Avila's count moves off to 2-1. Avila back in to take his chance. Gomez sets. Ruben fires away. There's that sidearm fastball. It's over. First strike, and that's the second one. That's a pretty rough pitch to look at. Gomez throws it pretty well. When he's right, Gomez is right, he should be pretty tough. Archie's seen him come out this year, too, and get clobbered on occasion. But I guess that happens to any pitcher. Small is great. Avila, after the next pitch, bounds one down the third baseline, foul. Two balls and two strikes. Last half of inning number three. Two outs, nobody on for Cleveland. They've left two men on. They left on one in the first inning by virtue of a walk and one in the second. He got on as a walk. Gomez delivers fastball, swung on and hit down to third. Thompson waits for it, picked up now, hurries to throw to first, and Avila is out for one strike. So Avila grounds out from third to first, Thompson to Lockman to retire the side, and for Cleveland in the third inning, nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. At the end of the third inning, the score is New York 4 and Cleveland nothing.
Look up and listen, listen, how are your faces so brave? And do you have friends? How are your faces so brave? We better catch them. Please make sure you have enough.
For the worn out blade makes a shaven mighty tough.
How are your faces so brave? Better look to let you today we need.
In convenience dispensers with used blade compartments, Gillette Blue Blades are 20 for 98 cents, 10 for 49 cents. Now the business of inning number four here at Municipal Stadium in Cleveland for the New York Giants for a leadoff man, Waddy Lockman. Due to come up there, he'll be followed by the number two hitter, Alvin Dark, and then by Don Mueller. Waddy Lockman comes up, and the new pitcher for the Cleveland Indians will be Art Kaltman. Art Kaltman relieving for Cleveland. Ready for the first pitch by Art Kaltman to Waddy Lockman. Art pumps right. Chris throws an overhand curve. Let up Ratty, and it's inside for ball one. Art Kaltman pitching out for the Cleveland Indians. One fellow born in Detroit, Michigan, now lives in Birmingham, Michigan. Throws the fastball and misses with that. That's ball two. Two balls, no strike. But bump strike, twist, throws, an overhand fastball, and lays it through there. The Whitey Loughlin first strike. Count is 2-1. Takes the sign again from Hagan. Bears down on the next pitch and swung on as the bounding ball hit the shortstop. Stickland has it. Off his right. Up close. First base and Whitey Loughlin is out. Right now is Alvin Dark. Gets ready to face him now. Art this year won 15 and lost 7 in the appearing 32 games. He curves Dark and gets it over to knees for a strike. Dark stands in, waits. Ottoman comes in with a big curveball. It drives Dark back from the plate, slipped in off the short rib. One ball, one strike. Shot on the Giant captain. Dark this afternoon has 1-for-2. He struck out the first inning. Hit a single to left center field. The lead off the third. The third in which the Giants scored 3 times. Fastball to Dark, swung on. There's a fly ball to right field. Getting under the silly on the routine chance and takes it for out number 2. 2 down, nobody on, top of the fourth for the Giants. And with the bases empty, Don Mueller comes up. He won't be able to do any damage this time as far as driving men from first to third on the single to left. Pitch to him, a fastball inside off the knees. Don just sort of jackknife back in place to keep him being hit. One ball, no strike. Don choking up on the wood. Ottoman with that gangly pumping motion of his delivers, and the pitch is outside. 2 balls, no strike. 4-0 in favor of the Giants. They scored 1 in the first, 3 in the third to lead 4-0 as we move along in the top of the fourth. Ottoman delivers 2-0. Mueller swings and gets just enough of it to tip it foul. 2-1. Now little patches of blue try to peek through the overcast. We might get by without rain here this afternoon at that. An overhand fastball punched by Don Mueller. Out by second base on a high pop-up. Bobby Avila coming on under it. He's got it. Well, that's all here for the Giants. And the roar of the crowd. Drawing it up, pleased with the fact that the Giants go down a 1-2-3 order for the first time this afternoon with nothing to score. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings of play remains New York 4 and Cleveland nothing. If you're crowding 21 or have just passed that point, ride with me a moment, will you, while I have a word about shaving with the younger guy. What I want to get across is this. Far and away, the great majority of men start with Gillette and rely on the Gillette razor to make the job of shaving as quick, easy, and comfortable as can be. And the reason is as simple as all this. Day in and day out, only Gillette can give them shaves that feel so good and look so good or last so long. You'll go along with this, that's the best, when you try the Gillette Super Speed Razor. It's a whale of a value at only $1, complete with blue blade dispenser and handy traveling case. And remember, you get the World Series record book with it, free. Into the last half of the fourth inning here, Larry Doby strolls up to the plate for Cleveland to face Ruben Gomez. Ruben, like the early win yesterday, has been just about as tough as anyone could imagine a pitcher to be. If you recall, it was early win pitching for Cleveland yesterday. Promoted the Giants down and with surprising rapidity until he ran into a pitfall in the fifth inning. And let's see what's going to happen with Gomez as he steps in for the fourth inning to pitch to Larry Doby. Doby, who has gone 0-1 with a fly ball to center field. Gomez throws him the fastball and Doby takes it high. That's ball one. Yes, sir. A ball game can turn right around in the twinkling of an eye. Gomez cuts, delivers. So he swings on a slow curve and doesn't get it. That's strike one. One ball and one strike. Gomez had him completely fooled on the screwball. Now the 1-1 pitch. There's the fastball. Swung on by Dobie. Looks out at left field. That's going to drop in there for the first base hit off Gomez. Dobie is on. Rhodes comes in, fires that ball back in. Dobie opens the fourth with a single to left field. Mr. West gets a round of applause. The first base hit comes off Gomez here in the fourth. First base hit off early win came yesterday by the Giants in the fifth inning. Well, it may be that the call has gone out just one inning early. Run on a minute, 4-0 ball game in favor of New York. Cleveland trying to battle their way back. They know this has got to be the game. Victor Wirtz, the batter. Wirtz came up in the first inning and retired the side by hitting a short line drive to shortstop to Alvin Dart. Gomez checks his runner at first, delivers the plate. Wirtz takes the screwball outside for ball one. Getting appreciably lighter here at Cleveland. Hope it continues to do so. 1-0 delivery. Her ball looks like another screwball, and that's low on outside. Victor Wirtz count, 2 balls, no strike. The outfield playing just about straight away for Wirtz, and they're blowing him deep. Who wouldn't after he drove Willie Mays to a most surprising catch at the Polo Grounds in the first game of the series? It's a swung on by Wirtz, and it's the strike one. Two balls, one strike on Victor Wirtz, the wearer of number 23. Trying to drive a bat handle off now as he steps up to the plate. Measures the bat off on the rubber of home plate. Takes the preliminary swing, puts the bat up on his shoulder. Gomez stretches around, delivers to him. High inside curveball. That's ball three. 3-1, the count on Victor Wirtz. 4-0, the count in the ball game in favor of the Giants. They walked right out and got one in the first inning and added three more in the third to lead 4-0. Cleveland getting their first hit here in the fourth inning. Pitch to the plate, the work is over. Fastball with the knees for strike two call. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Victor Wirtz. The runner at first base is Larry Doby. He had a handle looper out in left field. He's on. Wasn't a solidly hit ball. We just sort of looped out there. Down comes the pitch 3-2. It's swung on. There's a bounding ball hit down to Davey Williams. He goes back to Dark for one out of second to throw to first, not in time. So Doby is erased on the fourth out at second base from second baseman Williams to shortstop Alvin Dark. Victor Wirtz, out legging the throw to first base, is on at first with one down here in the last half of the fourth inning. The batter is Hank Majeski. He's gone 0-1 today. He's 0-2 in the series. Despite the fact he didn't get a chance to swing one time. First time he came up to the plate, he was there immediately for a pinch batter. One out, one on, last half of the fourth. Frank Majeski, wearing number 5, steps up to the plate, right-hand hitter. Stands his feet pretty much together. Takes the first pitch over for strike one call. Ruben Gomez threw in that three-quarter side-arm fastball. Outfield around the left and deep. Majeski can hit that long one for you. There's a lot of power in those wrists and forearms of his. Struck a little fella. Gomez curveball is pounded foul down the third baseline. The ball, 2 strikes. Jocko Cronin, left-handed umpire, steps out behind Majeski, whips that ball back to the mound, a new one back to the mound to Gomez. Some combination of left-handed Irishmen. Now the 0-2 pitch here on Hank Majeski. Gomez eyes his runner, Vic Wirtz at first. Second and third open, one out. Down comes the pitch. Majeski snaps his head back and takes the curve right off the point of the chin for a ball one. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez not in a bit of a hurry. So much time that Majeski steps away from the plate to get a double handful of dirt and dry his hands. Squeezes the neck end of the bat and he's ready to step up there now. There he goes, moving in the batter's box. Rick Work steps off at first. Lockman's not holding him on. Partway back to his depth. First swung on by Majeski. There's a two-hopper hit the dark. He's up with a ghost to Williams for one to throw first. There's the first double play in the World Series. Mike Majeski wrapped into the first double play. 1954 World Series. It goes from Alvin Dark to David Williams to Whitey Lockman. Work got on the front end of the double play to retire the side here in the last half fourth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and there was no one left on. So the score at the end of four innings of play now is New York 4 and Cleveland nothing. Well, in these days of growing international tension, national defense is everybody's business. And what is more important than a strong defense against atomic attack by air? The Ground Observer Corps in the United States and Canada needs thousands of civilian volunteers to learn to spot and identify low-flying planes that cannot be picked up by radar. Your contribution will be only a few hours a week at an observation post or filter center near your home. The silver wings of the GOC will show your neighbors that you are playing a key role in your country's defense. Write or call your local civil defense center. In Canada, write through the Air Defense Command, St. Hubert, Quebec. Now for inning number five. Willie Mays to lead off for the Giants. He has one for two. Hit a single to right field in the first inning to get his first World Series base hit. Then comes Thompson, followed by Dusty Rhodes, who again has been the difference in the ballgame. Art Huddleman delivers to Willie Mays and throws the crossfire across at the knees for a strike. Art Huddleman in relief of Mike Garcia. So it means that we have an entire new Cleveland, we have a new Cleveland battery. The pitch to the plate to Willie Mays is over, but low for ball one. One ball and one strike. Ottoman pumps, kicks, and throws 1-1. Curveball. Willie Mays swings on it and hits a high fly ball to the light tower off the left field line. But a few minutes ago, the Cleveland has a new battery. That's right. When one man has changed, the battery is new. And Art Ottoman is the pitcher now. Mentioning the name of the word battery, you know, I've been using that term for years without knowing just how it began. And now I know because the answer is right there in the Gillette World Series book, along with the answers of other important baseball questions. Willie Mays after the next pitch with a high fly ball into deep left center field. There goes Larry Doby back. He's still going back. He's under it, and he makes the catch easily. Well, Willie Mays is out. Doby taking care of that one. And Doby slides around out there in center field like Grease Lightning. Thompson is the batter now for New York. Hank Thompson hitting left-handed. The Giants have four runs right now on five base hits. All off Garcia. They've committed no errors this afternoon. Slow curveball by Holloman is taken by left-handed batting Thompson outside for ball one. The Giants so far in this ballgame have standed five men. The runs are a total of 17 for the series. Holloman delivers the plate. Thompson takes the curve and it's over. One ball, one strike. One out, top of the fifth. No base runners for the Giants. They're leading here by the score 4-0. Cleveland has no runs. On one base hit, they've committed a pair of errors. And a stand of two men. Thompson swings on the next pitch and loops it out into left center field. It's in there for the base hit. Doby comes in quickly to pick up. There goes Thompson. He's going to try for two. Doby still comes hurriedly in the slip and the slide. And Thompson's in there. So Thompson gets a double into left center field. That'll be hit number one off Art Haldeman, hit number six. That's the first extra base hit other than Dusty Rhodes' two home runs for the Giants. One out, one on here in the fifth inning. Dusty Rhodes coming up there, and he's going to walk him. So this time, Dusty, you're not going to park it for us. Dusty Rhodes is being given an intentional base on ball. That'll be the first walk by Haldeman, the fourth walk picked up by the Giants here this afternoon. Dusty Rhodes, they respect his bat. They might not worry too much about him out in the field, but when he comes up there swinging at lumber, he's an old-time slugger, and they say, uh-uh. So he starts off first base now, and with one out, we have runners at second and first, and the batter is Davey Williams. Davey, who sacrificed successfully in the third inning. An error was charged to Garcia. When I say sacrifice successfully, please, no, I mean the success of his sacrifice was it was a squeeze play and got the run in. Now we're ready for Hardeman's delivery. Fastball fired off the fist on the inside corner to Davey Williams for called strike. Because Hardeman's trouble on the bases behind him, tricks both runners. Overhand fastball swung on and hit the shortstop. Crispin breaks it out, throws it to Avila for one, throw over the first base till it's not in time. He comes up with a nice save, throw into the dirt. So they get one. Williams is the runner at first. Rhodes with the race going into second base. From Crispin to Avila. Close shot to the second baseman covering, and on fourth out Thompson, who tried over to take Jason third. So the Giants have runners at first and third now. Second is open, two down, and the batter is West Westrum. 4-0 ball game in favor of the New York Giants. As we move along here at the Municipal Stadium in Cleveland. Third game of the World Series. The Giants have won two, and Cleveland trying to win one here this afternoon. Art Hardeman in relief of Garcia. He's ready to deliver to Westrum. He does, and West takes a pitch outside for ball one. Westrum this afternoon is struck out and passed back to the mound. So he's 0 for 2. He's knocked in the cup for the ball in the first game of the series. Sent some rippers. Now the one and old delivery by Art Hardeman. He deals off the stretch, throws the fastball, and Westrum slams it in the left field. They hit. In comes Thompson to score. Williams goes to second to hold on. Westrum singles in the left. Drops a hit ground ball through the hole between short and third. Williams now the base runner at second base. Thompson comes for the fifth Giant run. That is hit number two and run number one off Hardeman. Now a four, or now a 5-0 in favor of the Giants. They come up for a seventh base hit. The batter coming up to the plate now is Ruben Gomez. He lined the center field to Larry Gomez's second inning. Came up against third and struck out. So Gomez comes up now looking for his first base hit. Series. Art Hardeman ready first. And we have activity down the bullpen now. Cleveland in then. This is just striking for him. Art Hardeman gets ready. Delivers to Gomez and sends a bounding ball foul down the third baseline. Ray Nolesky, rookie left-hander, down the bullpen for Cleveland. Art Hardeman on the mound. Ready to pitch now to Gomez. Williams is second. Weston is on at first. Four to six games, or 8 runs batted in for the Giants. Have 5 runs batted in here today. That's 12, all told. Gomez can bat in another one. Williams is on at second. Scoring position. Hardeman settles into work and fast fastball. Outside, pulled it high for ball one. Gomez counts, 1-1. Comes to the top of the stretch, looks at Gomez, delivers to him an overhand fastball and pours it right through the knee. That's strike two. 2-1. Ready to step out second. Pitch is made to Gomez run on. There's a bounding ball hit down on the first baseline just now. As it hugs the line. Went to the first base bag and kicked out before the bag. That was what is known as a snake hopper. It was going all over the place. David Williams, who's running on that one, has to move all the way back to second. Way back in the second inning. Williams is out there second. He almost did throw a route. On the top of the first inning, down. One run is in the third. 5-0 save the Giants. A run is up at the second, two down. Gomez up and it's like a blow on his own behalf. Number 28 waits for the pitch to be made by Art Haldeman. One and two. And it rides an overhand fastball. Strike three. So that's all for Gomez. Twice now he has struck out. Twice he's ended the inning by strikeout. And that's the first one here for Hardeman, the fourth. The Giants have run into the past minute. Well, for New York in the first inning, one run on two base hits. There were no errors, and two men were left on. Seven men have been stranded here now by the giant, going about a total of 5 times. And the fourth, at the end of 4 1/2 innings, the New York Giants 5 and the Cleveland Indians nothing. All at one shot. The book is free, but you'd better hurry. It was a sellout last year, and the new enlarged edition is going even better. We're now ready to step into the last half of the fifth inning and the completion of the ball game, and that means that our good friend Jimmy Dudley takes over right here in his own stomping ground. So, Jimmy, we're ready to listen to you, fella.
Thank you, Al, and here we go into the last half of the fifth inning. Dick Silly, the Indians right fielder, leading off for the Tribe against Ruben Gomez, who's been one whale of a pitcher thus far. The first pitch is a strike with a fastball hitting the outside corner knee high. Billy, the first time up in the second inning, drew a base on ball. The only hit given up by Gomez was a pop fly single by Dolby. Next pitch is swung on a ground ball. It's past Davey Williams. Bender right center for a base hit. Billy, coming through with the Indian's second hit of the day, is on first with nobody out, and the batter is number 2, George Strickland. Gomez has been a very solid pitcher. Just the second hit he has given up. He has struck out only one man, walked two, but has been in command of the situation throughout the entire game up to this point. Strickland, the right-hand batter, steps in. Swings on the first pitch and hits the fly ball into left field. Dusty Rhodes moves in under this one. Now he has it easily for out number 1. Strickland, 5-2, Dusty Rhodes in left field. One out, runner on first, and the batter is Jim Hegan, the Indian catcher. Ray Nalesky again starts to work down on the Indian bullpen. There is a possibility that Houdeman may be lifted for a pinch hitter. The middle inning of the ball game, and Al Lopez would like to get something started with the Giants off to a solid 5-0 lead. Billy takes the lead. First pitch to Hegan is a strike call with a curve getting the outside corner. Gomez is not only fast, he's been very quick with all of his pitches. The curve ball, the two ball, and the fastball. Won 17 ball games during the regular season, losing 9. Next pitch, Hegan swings and misses a bad pitch. Good stop by the catcher, Wes Weston. 0-2 the count on the batter. The outfield, around short left. Hegan his first time up in the second inning, grounded out to the third baseman, Hank Thompson. The boy, who incidentally has played a lot of fine ball in this series, that's wrong. Next pitch, Hegan swings and hits the fly ball out into left field. Rhodes moving in fast, on of the track now, close to the foul line. He makes the catch, just in fair territory. And there are 2 outs. Hegan flies to Rhodes in left. And the pitcher, Art Houdeman, is due. And we'll catch somebody coming out of there in just a moment. It's going to be Rudy Rigolato, number 8. Rudy Rigolato, utility infielder, coming in to bat for Houdeman. Rigolato is a right-hand batter. Boy who played 1 year of organized baseball before moving up to the playing club. Looks exceptionally good in spring training and was given an opportunity to play third base when Al Rosen moved over to play first base for the Indians. Now stepping into the batter's box with 2 out and the runner on first. Billy led off with a single, but he's still at first. Outfield playing straight away. Gomez pitches a strike, a curveball, knee high. That curve has worked to perfection for him this afternoon. We have noted many of the Indian batters looking back at the umpire in great surprise on the call of the pitch, which is in there, just about knee high. The next pitch, Rigolato fouls it into the dirt for strike 2. Going to the count. The Giants, after winning the first 2 games in New York, moving out in front of this one 5-0. Here at Cleveland's huge municipal stadium before approximately 70,000 people this afternoon. Right to the count. Batter on deck is Al Smith.
Billy, ready to travel, leads off the pitch. He's swung on a ground ball. Slowly hit to the left out of the infield. Thompson charges it up with it. The foot of first, and Rigolato is out. Another fine play by Hank Thompson at third base on a slow roller down the third base line. But he got his man. And for the Indians in the fifth, no runs, one hit, one man left. At the end of five, the score is New York 5, Cleveland nothing. Early win of the Indians, who lost a real heartbreaker yesterday, giving up only 4 hits. Says that when you're all in, there's nothing more breaking than a quick slick Gillette shave. It really makes you look good and feel good. And hell is the boy to know. You do look better and feel better, too. Try a refreshing shaving cream shave with today's one-piece Gillette razor. Going into the first half of the sixth inning, we have a new pitcher coming on for the Indians. Ray Narleski, young right-hander. While we're waiting for him, we pause now 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America. Now back at Municipal Stadium. Here in Cleveland, the Giants leading 5-0. The first half of the sixth inning. The new pitcher, Ray Narleski. Relieving Art Hottaman, who worked 2 innings of the ball game. Gave up 2 hits, walked 1, struck out 1, and allowed 1 run. 4 of the Giant runs are charged to Mike Garcia. Narleski is a member of Al Lopez's pitching staff in the relief department. He is one of the twin firemen, along with Ray Narleski. Here's Don Mossy. And those two boys have done a whale of a job this year. Now, last year's record is 3-3, but he started only 2 ball games. Throughout the regular season, he worked in 42 games and posted an earned run average of 2.22. First man to face him will be Whitey Lockman. Hottaman came in the fourth inning, faced the top of the batting order. And now Ray Narleski, the third Indian pitcher. The Giants lead 5-0. The first pitch to Lockman is ball 1 too high. Narleski is what the boys refer to as a hard nose. A lad who comes from there in relief, gets rares back and really fires. Next pitch is too high, another fastball taking off. High and outside this time, the count is ball 2, no strikes. Last year, he played under Bertie Tebbutt, then manager of the Indianapolis Indians in the American Association. Moved up with the Pirate Club this year. The 2-0 pitch is a strike. Right over, about knee high. The count is 2-1. Hank Majeski, the Indian third baseman in today's ball game, and on the edge of the infield grass. The outfield straight away. The 2-1 pitch is high for ball 3. 3-1 the count. Lockman led off with a single in the first inning. The Giants went on to score a run, added 3 in the third and 1 in the fifth to lead 5-0. Here's the windup in the 3-1 pitch. A foul hit back into the stands, off to the right of the plate, out of play, and the count is ball 3, strike 2. It's a very happy, hot baseball bouncing around. It dropped from the upper deck and down below. Now the 3-2 pitch is ball 4, outside. Lockman takes the base on balls. Lockman on first with a base on balls. He is the first man to face each of the 3 Indian hurlers. Here's Alvin Dodd. He bunts the first pitch down the first baseline. Word comes in. Up with it. Can't make a play at second. Throws to a Avila covering first. And Dodd is out on the sacrifice. Play going 3-4, first baseman and second baseman covering. Lockman moves to second. With one out, now in scoring position. Alvin Dodd, captain of the New York Giants, one of the key players on this ball club. This is his 15th World Series game. Next man up is Don Mueller. He swings on the first pitch and pops it up to the left side of the infield. Hank Majeski is under it, and he has it for the second out.
There are two gone. And coming up is Willie Mays, number 24. The Giant center fielder, batting champion of the National League throughout the regular season. Neither batting champion has been able to do very much in this World Series up to date. Two out with a runner on second. Knowledge is first pitch, base swing to Mercer. Fly ball's going out into right field. John dropping there for a base hit. And Lockman racing around third is coming on to score. The throw in is cut off by Wirtz, holding Mays at first base. So Mays comes through with his second hit today. And the Giants take a lead of 6-0. The next batter is Hank Thompson. He has a perfect day. Two walks and a double. And give him a lot of credit for legging out that base hit for a double his last time up in the fifth inning. Left-hand batter swings on the first pitch and pops it up. Down the third baseline, Hank Majeski moves over into foul territory. Now stride the line and makes it in fair territory. Thompson pops to Hank Majeski. In the sixth inning for the Giants, score one run on one hit, one walk, one man left. And we're going to the last half of the sixth inning of the score. New York Giants 6, the Cleveland Indians nothing. Fans, whether you know your baseball inside or out, or just a casual fan, you'll get a real kick out of the new Gillette World Series record book. Small enough to fit in your pocket, big enough to answer thousands of questions, this handy reference book will get you more fun out of baseball. It has the score of every World Series game, winning pitches, all-time record of every player, diagrams, dimensions, and shooting arrangements of every part, this year's player roster, basic rules, scoring instructions, just about everything. To get a copy free, ask for that Gillette Super Speed Razor set we told you about. $1 takes home razor, blue blade dispenser, travel case, book, and all. But don't delay, the supply is getting low. And now going into the last half of the sixth inning, it will be Al Smith leading off. Ruben Gomez has completed his warm-up throws and is all ready to work on Al Smith. Up twice, he walked in the first inning, lined back to the pitcher in the third. Swings on the first pitch, it's a bounding ball to the shortstop. Big hop taken by Dodge, they throw to first and Smith is out. 1-6, one man out. 6-3 in case you're scoring along with us. To give you some idea of how effective Gomez has been, out of this inning, the last three innings, he has thrown just 33 pitches. Not wasting. The batter is Bobby Avila. 0-for-1 officially sacrificed in the first inning. The Giants lead 6-0. Gomez pitches ball one outside, a curveball breaking away from him. The outfielder is playing him straight away. Bobby Avila, Indian second baseman, batting champion of the American League. There is ball two, high and outside, two and no count. Gomez has given up just two hits. A bargain basement single for Larry Doby. In the fourth inning, a single on the ground into right center by Dave Curry to open the fifth inning. Next pitch is a strike, hitting the inside corner. And that has been Gomez throughout this ball game up to this point. Putting that ball just where he wants to. Ball two, strike one. Into the windup. The pitch is, and Gomez now has the count of ball two and strike two. Avila swung on that ball. I believe he foul tipped it out of the catcher's glove. It dropped to the ground. Turn two. Umpire Conlon picked up the ball. Johnny Cuccinello coaching at third base, shouting encouragement down to the batter. Red Crest, the coacher at first. One out and nobody on in the last half of the sixth inning. Avila steps out. Now, in position, the 2-2 pitch is swung on and there's a fly ball hit into left field. But Dusty Rhodes moving back is under it and has it all the way for out number two. Two gone as Avila fired to left
fielder. Dusty Rhodes, who has certainly been one of the outstanding performers in this World Series. He just seems to work like magic for Leo DeRocher, the Giant manager. Larry Doby steps into the batter's box. He has one out of two. Left-hand batter, he takes a strike with a fastball, blazed through the middle. Strike one called. Skies are very much overcast. Well, gray day here at Cleveland. The next pitch is ball one high and outside. The count is even up. One and one. Two out and nobody on. They're playing Doby to full. Deep and well around to right. The one and one pitch is a changeup. Ball two. It was over but high. Ball two and strike one. Gomez takes his sign from catcher Westrum. He rocks into the windup. The pitch and Doby swings. It's a pop fly into left center. Over into this one is Willie Mays, and he makes the catch. Mays backs off from a ball. Makes you believe he's having trouble, but he just wants to give it that basket treatment. He holds the glove right down around the belt. For most of those catches. Doby flies to Mays in center. Three up and three down for the Indians. No runs, no hits. Nothing across, and at the end of six, the score is New York 6, Cleveland nothing. You know, when Dusty Rhodes blasted that long homer yesterday at the Polo Grounds in New York, I thought about the chapter called Hints on Winning Baseball in the new Gillette World Series record book. Among other things, it illustrates the golf-like swing that's best for connecting with those long, low ones. This is just one of the many things that makes this book so valuable to have handy anytime baseball is played or discussed. Now the sixth inning total. The Giants have six runs, eight hits, no errors. The Indians, no runs, two hits, and two errors. The Indians have left three men on the bases. The Giants have left a total of eight. It'll be Dusty Rhodes leading off in the first half of the seventh inning. Many of the fans here at the stadium have come up for the Giants' half of the seventh inning, the old lucky seventh inning stretch. Number 26, Dusty Rhodes. Ray Nalewski. A swing and a miss on the first pitch. Nalewski working into the windup very hurriedly. Came out with a fastball. Boy, if Rhodes had hit that one, he'd have put it in Lake Erie. Strike one. The next pitch. The swing and a miss. The strike two. Umpire Al Bolick at second base now moves over to the first base side of the Keystone. Here's the windup. The orange pitch. The swing and a miss. Two strikes out. By the name of Ray Nalewski, stopped the mighty Dusty Rhodes. He struck him out. The fans here get a tremendous kick out of it. David Williams is up. He swings on the first pitch and misses. Strike one. Rhodes, of course, has been the sensation of this World Series thus far. Next pitch by Nalewski to Williams. His ball went outside and low with the curve. Count is even up, one and one. One out in the first half of the seventh inning. The Giants lead 6-0. Nalewski pitches, ball two. Over but low, the count is 2-1. He doesn't waste any time. Takes a short windup and gets pumped. He had 52 strikeouts in 89 innings during the regular season. Next pitch, Williams swings but misses, strike two. Ball two and strike to the count, one out and nobody on. Now let's give a third, Indian pitcher.
The circle pitch. Ball three. Over but high, and the swing is out. Full count of 3-2. Now, last he came on in the sixth inning. Walked one man and gave up a hit. A single for Willie Mays. Next pitch. Williams swings at the ground ball to Strickland. It's short. Up with it. Here's the throw to first, and Williams is out. Rounding out. Short to first. There are two gone, and the batter is Wes Westrum. Westrum has one out of three. A single his last time up to drive and a run. In the second inning, he struck out. In the third, he grounded out as he attempted to pull away from a pitch. He hit a little grounder right back to the pitcher, Mike Garcia. Now, that's his first pitch to him is a strike with a curve, working to the outside corner waist high. The Giants lead 6-0. The third game of the 1954 World Series. Outfielders are straight away for Westrum. Now, let's see. Okay's the sign. The pitch is high. That fastball popping out of Hegan's glove, rolling off to the left of the plate. Ball one and strike one. Now, let's see. His dad played for the Boston Red Sox quite some years ago. He's an infielder. Here's the windup. The one-and-one pitch. Westrum swings and misses. It's strike two. 1-2 the count on the batter. Two out and nobody on. The first half of the seventh. The 1-2 pitch. Westrum swings and misses. He struck him out. Performance by the rookie right-hander. In the seventh for the Giants, no runs, no hits, nothing across. And the fans now come up for the last half of the seventh inning, the old home stretch. At the end of 6.5 innings, the score is New York 6, Cleveland nothing. Hey, you should have been with us on the baseball special last night. Both teams were aboard, and you never saw a finer-looking bunch of young men. They're sharp, they're alert, and they have the money to buy the things they want. So when I tell you they shave with the Gillette razor, almost to a man, it ought to mean a lot to you. I know how they shave because I see them in the clubhouses. They want to look clean, well-shaved. They want the refreshed feeling they get from a shower, shaving cream, and a fast, comfortable shave with a Gillette Blue Blade and the Gillette Super Speed Razor. Those are beautiful blades, precisely honed, smoothly struck. Quality is so uniform that each of them saves, you'll never know how easy until you try. Get them in handy dispensers with safety compartments for your blades. 20 for 98 cents, 10 for 49 cents. And now back here at Cleveland's Municipal Stadium, the home of the American League Indians. The attendance, 71,555. Last of the seventh, and Vic Wirtz leads off. First pitch to him by Gomez is ball one, inside and low. Ball on the count. Giants lead 6-0. There's ball two, a fastball in too close to the batter. Ball to no strike. The outfielder shaded around toward right. Works is 0-2. The next pitch. Quick call. In the outside corner with a screwball. Ball two, strike one. Willie Mays moving around in center field. Now it's just about straight away. Next pitch is one of the best of grabs going deep on the right center. Mays is chasing after that ball, and it is on its way for a home run. First baseman coming up with hit number three and the Indians' first run of the day, a home run over the right center field fence.
was a low line drive, not a towering homer. First of all, that was very solidly hit. And then a batter is Hank Modesty. Nobody out. Modesty, right-hand batter, steps in. He is 0 for 2. He didn't do a double play last time up. 71,555 fans getting a big kick out of seeing Wirt come through with his home run. Al Newhouser, left-hander, starts warming up in the Indian bullpen. All right, the first pitch to Majeski. Ball went outside with a curve. Ball on the count. Batter on deck is Dave Silly. The Giants lead 6-1. The Indians thus avoiding the whitewash with that home run. Next pitch is ball two, inside. Ball two, no strike. The boys down in the Giant bullpen looking in towards the dugout. And so far, there's been no action in the Giant bullpen. Nobody out, nobody on. The pitch is a strike. Gomez laid a curve right over the heart of the plate. Ball two and strike one.
Fielders around toward left. Here's the windup. The two-run pitch is swung on a ground ball to the second baseman. Big hop taken by Williams. The throw to first and Majeski is out. On the way. Rounding out. Second to first. 4-3. That brings up number 17, Dave Philly. In two trips to the plate, he has a walk and a single. His single was a ground ball in the right center. Looks at ball one outside and low. First pitch. Ball on the count. Batter on deck is George Strickland. Gomez okays the sign. The pitch is a strike with a fastball knee high. Even up, ball one and strike one. His home run was hit number three off Gomez. The one-and-one pitch. Philly takes a strike with a changeup. Ball one and strike two. Philly now steps back to talk to the umpire, Jack O'Conlon. Ball one and strike two. Philly asking umpire Conlon where that ball was, and he told him right over. The next pitch is ball two, high and outside. The outfielders are shaded just a bit toward right for Philly. Here's the windup. The 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Philly goes down swinging. That is the second strikeout for Ruben Gomez. He has walked only two batters. And now it's George Strickland stepping into the batter's box, coming up with two out and nobody on. Takes a fastball strike right in there. Last half of the seventh inning, the Giants lead by a score of 6-1. Next pitch, Strickland swings and pops this one up to the right side of the infield. Going back on the edge of the grass is Whitey Lockman, and he makes the catch. The third out. And the Indians in the seventh get one run, one hit. Dick Wirtz's his home run. And at the end of seven, the score is New York 6, Cleveland 1. Bobby Avila, who won the American League batting title with a .341 average, has gone 2-for-11 so far in this World Series of 1954. He has quite a jinx to overcome because batting champions generally do poorly in the series. to mention a few from the all-time series roster in the Gillette World Series record book. Ted Williams averages 200, Stan Musial 256, and Jackie Robinson 242. The World Series is the best four out of seven. The Giants won the first two games in New York and lead the Indians on their home grounds right here in Cleveland in this third game by a score of 6-1 as we head into the first half of the eighth inning. The Giants will lead off with pitcher Gomez. Getting a nice hand from the crowd as he comes up. He's turned in a fine performance. Right-hand batter. He lined to center field and struck out twice. Velasquez's first pitch. He swings and misses. Strike one. Pitch to him. He swings on it and pops it up to the infield. Right by second base is George Strickland. He makes the catch for out number one. Gomez pops to George Strickland, the shortstop. And now the top of the batting order. Whitey Lockman, left-hand batter number 25. He has a single and a walk in four trips to the plate. Stands deep in the batter's box and chokes up on the bat. Swings on the first pitch. It's a ground ball to Wirtz at first. Wirtz takes it, races to the bag, ahead of the runner for out number two. Lockman grounded out to Wirtz, unassisted. That brings up Alvin Dock. Two out and nobody on. First half of the eighth inning. Dock, a right-hand batter, has one out of three officially. He sacrificed his last trip to the plate. And he tries to hold back, but swings and hits an easy grounder right back to the pitcher. And Nolesky takes, throws to first, and the Giants are retired in order. Three up and three down. No runs, no hits for the Giants. And going into the last half of the eighth inning, the score is New York 6, Cleveland 1. Say, have you ever noticed that guys who use Gillette razors are pretty good rooters for the kind of shaves they get? And that goes for the men who use Gillette three-piece razors, too. Now, here's a very special how-do-you-do to them. And a very special message, too. The Gillette three-piece razor is a fine shaving instrument. No question about it. But we'd like to have you try our one-piece Gillette Super Speed Razor. It delivers the same smooth, refreshing shaves. But they are so much easier to come by. Blades change in an instant. Nothing to take apart. And simply rinse under a faucet to clean. $1 will modernize your Gillette shaving equipment. Buy a Gillette Super Speed Razor and Blue Blade Dispenser in a travel case. Right now, you get the Gillette World Series Record Book attached free. A pretty big dollar's worth, if you ask us. Now, before we go into the last half of the eighth inning, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.
WGN Chicago.
And now back at Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, the last half of the eighth, and a pinch hitter coming up for Jim Hegan as Al Lopez calls upon his reserves to get something started for his tribe. Trailing in the series, 2-0, and trailing in this ball game, 6-1. Bill Glenn is batting for Hegan, left-hand batter. Swings on the first pitch, and it's a fly ball into right field. Coming over hard for it is Hegan. Fastball. One, two, he runs under his gap. Phillip picks it up to throw in, but too late. And is in at second base. That is going to be a two-base hit. A fine drive by Don Mueller. He got a glove on the ball, but it was a sinking line drive. He couldn't handle it. It dropped to the ground for a two-base hit. Another pinch hitter coming out. Dale Mitchell, number three, batting for Ray Nolesky. Mitchell is a left-hander. Hails from Oklahoma City. Product of Oklahoma University.
Mitchell, during the regular season, batted 283, but was used mostly in the pinch hitter role. Hoyt Wilhelm, a right-hander, and Wendy McCall, a left-hander, start warming up for the New York Giants. First pitch to Mitchell. He swings and hits a ground ball to the first baseman. Lachman takes it, races to the bag. As Lynn moves to third, Mitchell is out. Mitchell grounding out on the first pitch. Lachman unassisted. Lynn is on third. And the top of the batting order is coming up. Don Marcy, a left-hander, is now warming up for the Indians. So is Al Maragon, a catcher. Al Smith is the batter. He has a walk in three trips. First pitch to him is a strike. Third ball was good to the knees. Right over, strike one. Glenn is on third with one out.
Last half of the eighth inning, the Giants lead by a score of 6-1. Outfield pulled around toward left. Smith, standing deep in the batter's box, well back of the plate, takes ball one outside and low with a curve, breaking into the dirt. Bobby Avila is on deck. Here's the windup. Lynn makes the false start from third. The pitch is swung on, fouled down the third baseline, out of play. Ball one and strike two. Gomez keeping the ball low to Smith. He fouled that one off his foot. Quite a bit of pain. He steps again back from the plate. Like Dick Yates, he wears a protective pin guard. Smith is always fouling the ball off onto his own foot, down to left him in the leg. Here's the windup. One and two pitch, ball two, outside. He started to go for it, but held back in time to take ball two.
Runner on third with one out. Lynn doubled. Off Mueller's glove and right, moved up as Mitchell grounded out. The pitch is low into the dirt for ball three. And the string is out. Full count of 3-2 on Al Smith. The Indians bouncing back against the fine pitching of Ruben Gomez, who has given up only four hits. Lynn is on third with one out. The count 3-2. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled off. Down the first baseline, curving back into the crowd, out of play. Whitey Lachman raced over, but no chance to get it. New ball is tossed into play. Is all set. Here's the windup. The 3-2 pitch. Hit foul down the third baseline, and Glenn had to jump out of the way of that ball. Dusty Rhodes racing over, taking no chances on whether it was foul. How fair. Fielded that ball right where the boys are warming up. McCall and Wilhelm. Smith the batter with a count 3-2. Lynn on third. The outfield around toward left. Time is called. Smith steps out of the batter's box. All right, the 3-2 pitch is on. A ground ball to the shortstop. Dark is up with it. Glenn is coming on to score. The throw is high. And here goes Smith to second. He races around second. Lachman is up with the ball. The throw across the diamond. Smith holds up and goes back to second. The score scores now. New York 6, Cleveland 2, and Smith is on second. That could well be a break for the Indians. We'll get the official call on it. It is a base hit and an error. A hit to deep shortstop. And an error. The batter is Bobby Avila. The score is 6-2. The run batted in for Al Smith. Lynn scored. Smith is now on second. The first pitch to Avila. Ball one high and inside. Smith goes to second on the throwing error by Alvin Dodd. That's the first giant error of the game and the third for both teams. The Indians have two. One out here in the last half of the eighth inning. Smith on second. Takes the lead. The next pitch. Avila takes ball two inside and low. The Giants now have a total of four errors for the three games of the 54 World Series. The Indians, two. Next pitch. Avila takes ball three high and inside. Ball three, no strikes. Batter on deck is Larry Doby. The score is New York 6, Cleveland 2. The outfield playing straight away. Gomez okays the sign. The pitch is a strike. The outside corner, waist high. Three and run the count. Avila may not let this one go by. Naturally, he'd like to get on if possible. They'll be coming up. There's ball four. Too high. And Avila takes a walk. Coming up is Harry Doby. And here comes Leo DeRocher out of the giant dugout. We'll have a little conference out there on the mound. The Indians have runners on first and second with one out. You know, fans, this is only the third World Series for Cleveland, yet its players have achieved the greatest single batting and fielding feats possible. In 1920, Elmer Smith slammed a homer with the bases loaded. Bill Wamgans made a triple play unassisted. Now, this is the kind of valuable baseball information that's packed into the 112 pages of the Gillette World Series record book. Be sure to get yours. Now, umpire Jocko Conlon goes out, and it looks like a new pitcher is going to be called into the game. Bud Wilhelm. DeRocher making with the knuckler sign his right hand. And that is going to be all for Ruben Gomez. Wilhelm, a knuckleball pitcher, is coming into the game to face Larry Doby. So Gomez, running into a bit of trouble here in the last half of the eighth inning, has worked 7 1/3 innings. He has given up 5 hits. He has walked 3 men. He has struck out 2 and has allowed 2 runs and is leaving 2 men on. Should they score, they will be charged against him. And now we have a change in our scoring. We've just had word from the official scorers that Al Smith does not get a base hit. However, he does get a run batted in. It is a 2-base throwing error charged to Alvin Dodd. So Gomez has given up only 4 hits. You got that? And you're scoring 7 1/3 innings. Given up 4 hits, walked 3, struck out 2. Gave up 2 runs and is leaving 2 men on. Wilhelm, wearing number 49, taking his warm-up throws. He is different from most knuckleball pitchers. end that he throws, a fast knuckler. It's a knuckleball, but it's very fast. Still works the same, and is just as hard, if not harder, to hit. Larry Doby, who was the hitting star of the 1948 World Series against the Boston Braves, now has a chance to come through for his ball club. All right, Wilhelm says he's ready to work. Doby steps in. Smith is on second. Bobby Avila is on first. Vic Wirtz is on deck. The Indians trailing by four runs. Marv Grissom now joins Wendy McCall, the left-hander, warming up in the bullpen. Grissom is the right-hander that helped in the first game, actually won it. All right, Wilhelm is ready. Here's the stretch. The pitch to Doby. He swings and misses. Strike one. Boy, and there was no question about what he wanted. He was swinging for the distance. There's Al. He was swinging for defense. The runners move off. The next pitch swung on. A ground ball is hit to the first baseman. Lockman takes it, races to the bag ahead of Doby, and Doby is out in a close play. The runners move up. Doby tried a slide into first base, but Lockman beat him there. There are two out, and the batter is Vic Wirtz. The Giants lead by a score of 6-2. Now time is called. Westrum goes out to talk with Wilhelm. Leo DeRocha, proving that he can reach into the bag and come up with some fine relief pitching. Marv Grissom got credit for winning the first game of the World Series. Yesterday it was Johnny Antonelli all the way. First pitch to Wirtz now. His ball went outside. He'll try to keep it away from his power. Batter on deck is a right-hand batter, Hank Majeski. Smith is on third, Avila on second. The Giants lead 6-2. There are two out. Here's the windup. The next pitch is a strike hitting the outside corner waist high. Ball one and strike one. Wirtz has certainly been the hitting star of the series for the Indians thus far, just as Rhodes has been for the Giants. Next pitch, fouled back to the screen. And now the pitcher has him in the hole. Ball one and strike two. One and two count. Wilhelm didn't like the ball that he got there. Tossed it back into the catcher. And the little left-hander, the umpire back of the plate, Jock O'Conlon, throws another out. Into the windup, the one and two pitch. Wirtz swings and he misses. He struck him out. Wirtz goes down swinging. And Mr. Wilhelm did a mighty fine job. A right-hand pitcher against two left-hand batters. The Indians in the eighth inning get just the one run on one hit. There was one giant error, and two men were left on the bases. At the end of eight innings, the score is New York 6, Cleveland 2.
Look sharp, feel sharp. Be sharp and listen, mister, how are you fixed for play? Do you have plenty? How are you fixed for play? You better check. Please make sure you have enough.
Cause a worn-out blade makes shaving mighty tough.
How are you fixed for play? Better look to let the blades we need.
And our fans, we're back at Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, going into the first half of the ninth inning of the third World Series game between the New York Giants and the Cleveland Indians. The new Triad pitcher is number 12, Don Mossy. Mossy is making his second appearance in the World Series. appeared in 40 ball games during the regular season. And young Hal Narragon is the Indian catcher. Number 18, Hal Narragon. He has just returned from the Marines this year and was carried by the ball club as that extra serviceman. He hails from Robertson, Ohio. He appeared in 45 ball games, posted a batting average of .238. And now in the first half of the ninth, it'll be Don Mueller leading off for the Giants, left-hand batter number 22, against left-hand pitcher Don Mossy. Mueller has one out of four and has scored two runs. Swings on the first pitch and wraps a line drive out over the third baseman's head into left field. A base hit. Smith is up with it. The throw to the infield holds it to a single. Mueller, line the first pitch into left. His hit into left field in the third inning was a beautiful thing to see. With a hit and run on, Dark was moving. Mueller hit one through the hole into left field. Now here's Willie Mays. Here's two out of four. Two singles, both into right field. He's a right-hand batter. Nobody out. First pitch is a strike, a fastball, letter high. Runner on first. Don Mueller leads away. Nobody out. The next pitch is high and outside with a curve that refused. Ball one and strike one. Mays today coming up with his first World Series hits. Has two of them now. The Giants have a total of nine, as against four for the Indians. One and one the count. Here's the stretch. The pitch is swung on and fouled back into the stands, out of play. Count moves to ball one and strike two on the batter. Willie Mays, number 24. On deck is Hank Thompson. All right, Mossy okays the sign from his young battery mate, Hal Narragon. Checks the runner. The 1-2 pitch is high. Ball two. Ball two and strike two. Mays has made his hits pay off today. Two hits, two runs batted in. Mueller takes the lead off, ready to travel. The 2-2 pitch, and it is ball three. A bit too high. Ball three, strike two. Mays almost went through with a swing, but held back just in time, did not break the wrist. Ball three, strike two, and now Mueller will be moving. The stretch and the payoff pitch is swung. There's a line drive hit sharply into left center. Mueller makes the turn at second. He's going for third. He'll be in there standing up. Dobie's throw is to second. Mays holding at first. Three hits for Mays, and he has come through each time with men on base. And that's the kind of a hitter you like. The guy that can deliver when there are runners on the sacks. Giant runners on first and third. Nobody out. The batter is Henry Thompson, third baseman. He has two walks and a double. Getting more action down in the Indian bullpen now as Bob Hooper starts to warm up. Right-hander. First pitch to Thompson. He hits a line drive to Strickland. Strickland's throw back to first, and Mays is doubled. Mays was halfway to second and had not the slightest chance of getting back. And with one pitch, Mossy erases two men. Mueller is holding at third. That's the first double play for the Indians, and just the second of the World Series. Thompson lined to Strickland, who doubled Mays at first. Here's Dusty Rhodes up. Two out, runner on third. Mays was struck out by Nolesky in the seventh inning. First pitch to him. He swings and it's a ground ball foul down the first baseline. Out of play and the count is strike one. 7 runs batted in this World Series. And this is just the third game. The Giants are leading by a score of 6-2. And unless the Indians can pull their forces together, it looks like an abbreviated one. Next pitch is ball one high and inside. 1-1 the count. Neither manager has named a starting pitcher for tomorrow's fourth game. Here's the windup. The pitch is too low for ball two. 2-1 the count. Mueller on third. He led off with a single. Moved to third on Mays' hit into left center. Thompson lined into a double play. The outfield playing straight away. The next pitch to Mays to Rhodes is ball three, inside and low. 3-1 the count. Ball three, strike one. Rhodes came on in the third inning as a pinch hitter for Monty Irvin. Singled into right field. Driving in 2 runs. 3-1 the count. He may be gunning for it. Here's the windup. And the pitch is a strike call. Little high. Full count of 3-2 on the batter. Fans start buzzing a little bit as Marcy gets ready for the big pitch. The count 3-2. With 2 out in the first half of the 9th inning, the Giants lead by a score of 6-2. Marcy in action. The 3-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Gave him a high curveball, and Rhodes went for it, struck him out. Second time. And 2 rookies turned the trick. So in the 8th inning for the Giants, no runs. They had 2 hits, 1 man left. And going into the last half of the 9th inning, the score is New York 6, Cleveland 2.
You know, fans, unless you're an expert, you may have two points of today's game. So stay tuned after the last out and your old man baseball himself, Bill Corum, when he reviews the game and points up the day's play as only he can. Well, it's the last half of the 9th inning. And the Indians have just 3 outs to get back into this game and to get into the World Series. They have yet to post a victory. The Giants holding the lead 2-0 and leading this game by 4 runs, 6-2. Giants have selected 10 hits off Indian pitching. 5 of them coming off starter Garcia, 2 off Art Hardiman, who relieved in the 4th. Nolesky gave up 1 hit, and Marcy gave up 2. However, the Giants failed to score against Marcy in the 1 inning that he worked. Hank Majeski will lead off for the Indians. Bottom half of the batting order is up. Hoyt Wilhelm, the knuckleball hurler, pitches a strike. First pitch was right in there, waist high. Majeski is looking for his first hit today. He is 0-3. Grounded out twice and fouled out. Wilhelm pitches a strike to the inside corner, and there's that knuckler. Boy, that's a tough one. Indian batters have really been silent. Ruben Gomez giving up only 4 hits. Wilhelm coming on in the 8th inning to put out the fire. Getting Dobie and Wirtz, 2 left-hand batters. There's ball one inside and low to Majeski. The count moves to ball one and strike 2. The outfield around toward left. Wilhelm checks his sign with catcher Weston. The 1-2 pitch. Ball 2 outside and low with a curveball. Ball 2 and strike 2. 71,555 fans in today's ballgame, bringing the total to 183,405 for the three games of the 1954 series. All right, the 2-2 pitch. Majeski takes strike three to the inside corner. He struck him out. One away. Well, the Indians have used four pitchers today. They could sure use a pair like Dizzy and Paul Dean, right? Remember, they pitched and won all four games of the 34 World Series for the St. Louis Cardinals. Information like this gives you more baseball pleasure. And the Gillette World Series record book is filled with it. One out. Dave Philly is up. Swings on the first pitch. It's a ground ball to second base and knocked down by Williams. They throw to first, and Philly is out in the close play. There's that hustle in that giant infield, and it'll pay off every time. Jimmy Dykes used to say, stop them with your chest, your knee, your elbow, or anything, but go and get them and throw that batter out. Philly grounding out, checking the first, 4-3. There are two gone, and we're getting a pinch hitter. Dave Pope batting for George Strickland. Two up and two down for the Indians here in the ninth. The Giants lead by a score of 6-2. Pope is a left-hand batter. First pitch, he swings on it. The ground ball to the right side of the infield. Williams covers over fast, up at it. The throw first, and on a pretty play, Pope is out. Pope grounding out, Williams to first. And the Indians bite the dust. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, nothing across. And the final score, New York, 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Cleveland, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors. The winning pitcher, Ruben Gomez. The losing pitcher, Mike Garcia. Now in just a moment, Bill Corum will review the highlights of today's game for you.
Ladies and men, a home permanent that's really trouble-free. It's new self-timing Sony with 15-minute waiting motion. With this new Sony, you're sure of perfect timing every time. There's no clock checking, no test curls, no guesswork. Your self-timing Sony is timed to right. Your waves can't go wrong. Takes only minutes to wave and neutralize, gives you months of more carefree waves. It's the one permanent that's fast and lasts. And your wave will be soft and natural right from the very first day. So no matter how happy you were with your last permanent, no matter what kind it was or what you paid for it, you'll like this new self-timing Sony so much better. It's the easiest, fastest, surest way to the most natural wave of your life. Get yours today.
It's a new Tony, a ball-free Tony. It's self-timing, 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 self-timing Tony.
Well, the flash, stop the presses, and lead all news, I guess, of this third World Series game here in beautiful Municipal Stadium in Cleveland before this great crowd this afternoon was that the Indians finally got Dusty Rhodes out. In fact, they got him out twice. Ray Narleski, Sammy, and then Don Morphy. That last time he was at bat in the ninth inning, the last out to the Giants. Before that happened, the Dusty one had driven in 2 more runs to bring his total up to that point, up to 7th, and the record for 4 games is only 9, held by Lou Gehrig. So he was still in there swinging when he went up the pinch hit, and in the season, and in this series, as a pinch hitter, he's gone 18-448, and that is some pinch hitting. And Ruben, I've been thinking that Gomez was quite a pitcher out there this afternoon. I don't know for sure that when the Indians put on their little stir there in the 8th inning, DeRocher would have had to take him out. But, of course, he's got such a tremendous bullpen, and that one fellow particularly with the where-to-go ball that finished up, nobody hits him when he's like this much. Tony Cusinelli was over in Brooklyn sitting with Tom Sheehan,
scouting the Giants, one of those teams over in Brooklyn, and Hart came in, Wilhelm, and Fresco Thompson, some of them sitting there, and they were watching this ball. If you ever notice it and see Westrum try to catch it, you have to jump at it. That knuckleball just goes everywhere and anywhere. So Thompson said to Cuccinelli, said, Tony, maybe you better not knock their starting pitcher out. And that's the way Wilhelm finished up here this afternoon for Gomez. It was a laughing game for the Giants, you might say. And right now it would look very much as if they have the Indians well on the run, even here in their home fatigue, their own wigwam. They didn't look very good. Their pitching wasn't too strong. Mike Garcia, the big bear, just didn't have it this afternoon. And after Rhodes came in his daily act, replacing Irving at the bat and made his big pinch hit, driving in the two runs, well, that was pretty much the ball game. Of course, Dick Wirtz finally found out how to get a ball over Willie Mays' head. He hit it over the fence for a tremendous home run. The ball was really tattooed, and that's one way the Indians can keep from leaving men on bases. As things stand now, they've left more men on bases in this series than some armies have soldiers. They have loaded them up and two on and one on right through the series, but it seems almost impossible for them to get the big hit when they need it. And they needed it badly this afternoon because the Giants had their hitting clothes on right down the line. They were whacking that ball solidly. Little Willie Mays came up with three rousing hits, good clean hits. And Dart and all the gang, Mueller, the whole bunch, were hitting that ball very well. Whitey Lockman and Wes Westrum driving in the run. And it was a team victory for the Giants with a very fine pitching job by Gomez. And, of course, now tomorrow, DeRocha can do pretty near anything. He's got some other pretty good pitchers in there, and he could use them two or three at a time or anything he wants to. Now, I don't know when a National League team ever won four straight from an American League team in the World Series. I would have to go clear back to 1914, the Athletics and Braves, so it probably has happened since, but it's been a long time. Now, this broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience, and any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the description and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. Before signing off, I want to thank our engineers, Jim Egan and Al Rasnick, our statistician, Frank Zuzulo, and this program was directed and produced under the supervision of Mutual Sports Director Paul Jonas. Now, don't forget, tomorrow we bring you the fourth game of the 1954 World Series from this same municipal stadium in Cleveland. Make a note that we'll be on the air at 12:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the same as today. Until then, folks, smooth sailing. Bruce Gaving, and good afternoon from your host, the Gillette Safety Razor Company, and yours, Sin Sports, Bill Paul.